106.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on this weekend? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. It could be your condo, your co-op, or your yurt, too. Those all count. But if you're doing a project around the place you call home and you need some help getting it done, that's what we do on the Money Pit. We give you expert tips and advice to help you tackle those to-dos with confidence. If you've got a to-do in mind, we'd love to help. You can get in touch with us by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. Hey, coming up on today's show, July and August are really tough months to keep your lawn looking green. So we thought it's a good time to share some tips to help you keep that lawn healthy during the droughts or the water restrictions if you're facing those in your neck of the woods.
And also ahead, drain clogs can be a real hassle, usually because they happen at the least convenient moment, but they don't have to be complicated to free up. We're going to share some quick solutions to get things flowing.
And if you love to grow herbs in your garden for cooking, it turns out that many of the most popular herbs can also be used as herbal medicines. We're going to share a few of the most popular recipes.
But most importantly, we're here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house and to give you some free tools to help. We've got up for grabs this hour a pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener, and it's a great prize worth $55.
So give us a call right now. We want to hear your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get going. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Ohio, we've got Jeff on the line. Jeff, what's going on with your tub?
It's been draining slower and slower. I've tried snaking it, and that hadn't helped any. Is there some sort of solvent that I can put down there to dissolve whatever is causing the clog?
This is a really common problem, usually because in our tub drains, we usually get a lot of hair. It gets stuck in there.
It's not just the ladies' hair.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm not blaming the ladies. I didn't say it. I wasn't going there. So
I knew what you were going to.
Well, you know, I will say that, you know, with having two beautiful ladies in the house, I do notice a little bit more after they take their showers than other times. But, you know, listen, if I had more hair, I'd probably leave more in the drains, or maybe that's where my hair went. Who knows? But you know what, Leslie, it's not that uncommon a situation when you get hair in those drains. And there's a couple of things that you can do, Jeff. So first of all, what you could do is get a snake, which is a type of drain cleaner that's designed for tub drains. And here's what this kind of snake looks like. You imagine a comb, like a long comb with the tines on both sides of it. That's what it looks like. It's about an inch and a half wide, and it has these little tines on both sides, little fingers that stick out, and it's designed to pull hair out of drains just like that. It's just long enough to go down the drain, get in the trap, and then you pull it back up. I've used these things for years and pulled gobs and gobs of hair out of drains with them and saved myself a lot of money on plumbers I didn't have to hire. The other trick of the trade is if you happen to own a wet-dry vacuum, a shop vac that can handle, like, you know, pretty big suction and handle water as well as debris, a little trick of the trade is you can carry it upstairs, turn it on, and then take that shop vac and suck the hair up and the water up out of the drain. I've used that successfully many times to loosen things up and pull it up, and then sometimes between that and my little snake trick, I clean them every single time. Yeah, you talk about putting something down the drain. That would be a chemical drain cleaner. You got to be really careful with that stuff. You splash it on you, it's going to burn. It could get in your eyes. It can rot out your pipe. So I would try these sort of mechanical ways first, and I think that's going to solve it for you.
Dixie in Illinois has a question regarding a crack in the basement and the possibility of it caving in. Dixie, are you calling us from like a pile of rubble, or are you just concerned?
I'm actually concerned because it started out with just hairline cracks, you know, following along the concrete blocks, and there's cracks in each corner of the foundation above ground, as well as these cracks in the walls below in the basement. But the cracks are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, there's some of them that are gaping, you know, like I want to even say an inch and a half, 2 inches.
You have an inch and a half crack? You mean width? It's open an inch and a half?
Well, they are. Well, you can't see through the crack, but the walls are bending in. We've even put like reinforcement.
All right. So horizontally, like the cracks are horizontal and they're bending in, Dixie?
Most of the ones that are bending in are horizontal. Yes, but the cracks do go up and down as well.
All right, so you need to immediately contact a structural engineer and have the foundation inspected. This sounds serious. I can tell you that typically horizontal cracks are caused by frost heave, where the drainage conditions are poor at the outside of the house. Water collects there, soil freezes and pushes in. But you have that many cracks, and those cracks are that significant. You need not a contractor. I want you to find a structural engineer. You're just hiring this guy to inspect the home and prepare a report discussing the condition of the foundation. And if repairs are needed, the engineer should specify those repairs. Then you can bring a contractor in to follow the engineer's specification and make the repairs. And then finally, make sure you bring the structural engineer back to inspect and certify that they were done correctly. Because at this point, unless you follow those steps just like that, you're going to have a serious deficit to the home value. So that's why if you have it inspected by a structural engineer, repaired by a contractor per the engineer's specs, and certified by the engineer as okay, you have kind of a pedigree for that repair you can pass on to future home buyers. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. But how do you find a structural engineer?
So there'll be local engineering companies. You could also check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI, ASHI.org. Now, those guys will not necessarily be a structural engineer, but there may be an engineer among them that's also a home inspector. All right, thank you very much, Dixie. I hope that helps you out.
You are tuned to the Money Pit with summer half over. What are you guys working on? What are your plans? There is still time to get those projects done. So reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with the projects, big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home improvement project.
And just ahead, if heat and humidity are slowing you down this time of year, imagine how your lawn feels. July and August are really tough months to keep your lawn looking green, but we've got some tips to help you keep that lawn healthy during the droughts or the water restrictions when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bags sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TunnelTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TunnelTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TunnelTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TunnelTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, guys, if you love tools like we do, you'll be very happy about today's giveaway. We've got the pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener to give away, plus a supply of nails to get you started. It's a great tool for most small trim and interior molding projects. It's easy to handle. It's durable. Its reloading is really super simple, and it's got non-marring rubber tips, so it protects the project surface, and most importantly, a contact safety to prevent misfires. It's worth $55. It's available at Walmart, Amazon, or Ace Hardware, but if you pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or you post them to moneypit.com, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and perhaps send you that Arrow pneumatic nailer at the end of today's program. So give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 666-3974.
All right, now we're staying local for me. We've got Max in New York who just bought a really old home and he's trying to make it more energy efficient. What's going on, Max?
My wife and I just bought a home that's 150 years old, and they had plaster and four different walls on it, and the exterior wall has, like, wooden boards that have enclosed low-end insulation, and I'm trying to figure out whether to open those boards up, take all that insulation out, and just put spray foam insulation in there, or should I just spray foam over the boards that are holding the insulation in the exterior walls.
Wow, 150 years old, Max. We definitely feel your pain because both Les and I own old homes. Mine's only 130 years old. I thought mine was old. Listen, if you've got already have blown-in insulation and you want to open those walls up because maybe you're doing other work, maybe you're replacing your old plaster, if you're going to have the walls open, I would definitely recommend spray foam insulation. It is far more efficient and effective than blown in because it not only insulates, it seals. And I used it in my attic, and it made a huge difference. In fact, I just opened up, you know, the energy company for us, which is PSE&G. They send you these updates once a month. And every time I look at mine, I have like average house in terms of energy efficiency and then my house. And my house is like half the average house now. And that's all because of the spray foam insulation. So I think whenever you have the opportunity to use spray foam, you definitely should do just that. In an old house, it's just chock full of gaps and holes and drafts. It can really drive your heating and your cooling bills up. It really provides a great solution to stop that from happening.
Pam in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Off of my master bedroom, it has a small deck out there. Apparently the seal has broken. It's two pieces of glass that had some sort of, I don't know, some sort of thing inside of it. And it's now looking really milky. I'm wondering if I can replace it by getting another glass door, or can I replace the glass alone?
Okay, so what's happening is you have insulated glass, and that seal between the panes of glass is called swiggle. And when the swiggle fails, then moisture gets in there between the panes of glass, and then you get condensation, which is that white, milky, yucky appearance of the glass. Now, it impacts the energy efficiency, you know, in some way. But other than that, it's pretty much just cosmetic. And I say that because it's not an easy fix. You have to replace the sliding glass door or replace the glass, and it's probably less expensive to simply replace the door itself. You get a good quality Pella or Anderson sliding glass door there, and you're not going to have to worry about glass that fails for a very, very, very long time. And I think that that is probably the best way to attack that problem. Either live with it and accept the fact that it's going to be yucky looking, or replace it with a new good quality slider.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Pam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you think watering your lawn is wasteful, you are probably right, because when, where, and how much water you use on your lawn can mean the difference between a lush lawn or an empty wallet. And it's very important to get the watering just right, especially this time of year.
Yeah, so to cut costs without giving up the green lawns that we love, you want to water your lawn early in the day, and that's going to prevent evaporation. If you water at night and then leave the lawn wet, your grass could develop a fungal disease. Also, make sure that you adjust your sprinklers to avoid wasting water by having it directed away from your driveway and your sidewalks.
Because the only thing that grows when you water your driveway or sidewalks is your water bill, right?
Very true. And quickly.
And speaking of timing, timers are also important to use on your sprinkler system. Now, if you don't have a built-in sprinkler system, you can use a timer that will hook onto the end of your hose bib, and then your hose hooks up to that. And that'll tell you exactly how much water you are releasing. A good rule of thumb, though, is to make sure your lawn receives about 1 inch of water a week. So when you check the weather report, it usually tells you how many inches of water you had in a week. You can use that to judge how much additional water your lawn is going to need to stay healthy and green through these dog days of summer.
Joe in California is on the line with a leaky chimney. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's an old one from the 60s, I believe, but it was beautifully built. It's like 15 foot wide and two stories up, and you know, I'm on the second story, but it's the water's going through the mortar coming in, and it's terrible. It's like a waterfall in the wintertime.
So you say the water's coming through the mortar. Do you know for a fact that it's coming through in a particular place? Because generally when chimneys leak, there's two areas that we concentrate on. The first is the very top of the chimney, and if it's a masonry chimney, you probably have a clay flue liner. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, and then so the space between the clay flue liner and the outside edge of the brick chimney, that has to have a concrete cap on it, and that should be sloped away from the flue liner to the outside edge. It can't have any cracks or holes or gaps in it, and very often you have to caulk it if that does develop around the flue liner as well as through the cracks. The second place that chimneys typically leak is at their intersection with roofs. And unfortunately, roofers have almost universally lost the skill set that would have enabled them to be able to flash this joint properly between the chimney and the roof. Because the proper way to do this is with a two-piece flashing system, where you have a base flashing that goes underneath the roof shingle and up against the side of the chimney. And then counter flashing, which is carved into the mortar joint, folds over the outside edge of the chimney and also over the base flashing. And the reason that sort of two-piece design is important is because chimneys are always moving and roofs are always moving, and they don't move together. And so this is sort of a slip joint, so to speak, where they can actually move and shift with the wind and heat and the rain and the expansion and contraction without actually breaking down. So I would look at those two areas, and then I'll just give you one other tip. If you have a roof where there's a lot of water running down before it hits the base of the chimney, in a situation like that, what you want to do is put a diverter on the roof midway to kind of short-circuit some of the water that's running down towards the chimney and run it around the chimney, and that will just simply reduce the volume of water that's getting in there and potentially leaking through into your house.
This has got a flat metal top over the top of the chimney, you know, that mostly keep the rain from coming down the chimney, but I haven't really looked at the flue liner up there. That's a good point.
Yeah, take a careful look, Joe, okay?
Okay, all righty. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Kathleen in Illinois on the line, and she's got a question about a vaulted ceiling. What can we do for you?
I'm calling about a renovation project that we are trying to do on a three-season sun porch, and it's like a 12 by 27 room. We did tackle doing window replacement by ourselves, and we managed to do that. They're vinyl clad windows, the tilt-in kind and everything. But the ceiling right now is like 12-inch tiles that are like, they seem to be glued up to the ceiling. They're not on a grid system, you know, they're just up there. And we want to put faux tin ceilings. And we're wondering if that's a project that we could tackle, or is that something best left to professionals, or, you know, we're looking for your advice. We had some damage from rain on the roof, and we've had the roof replaced, but I even, like, painted over where the water stains were with that Zinsser stain stop, and you can still see the, you know, it did not cover it. So we need to change the ceiling.
Hey, you know, they make these tiles that are a drop ceiling type of a tile that looks just like tin. Have you seen those, Kathleen?
Yes, we have, and we thought that those were very cool. And we didn't know, like, do you think just like, you know, liquid nails or something to put it up over these existing tiles?
What's underneath the tiles? Plywood sheathing?
I don't know. It feels really solid, you know, when you push it.
I would try to figure out what's underneath it. You could take some pieces of the old tiles apart, see how thick that is. I would prefer to have a mechanical attachment like a staple or something like that than just simply the glue. The glue's okay.
I mean, I would use liquid nails and something else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't think it would, like, you know, I don't want it to look uneven, you know, how they, you see sometimes those grid systems where the tiles kind of, you know, droop and swoop and look.
No, if it's done really well, it looks great. I mean, we've seen them at really high-end decor showrooms where you have some really upscale decorating done, and they look fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project, Kathleen, and thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
How are you guys keeping cool this summer and also getting all your home improvement projects done? Well, hopefully they involve air conditioning. Give us a call because the Money Pit is presented by Angie. And Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, drain clogs, they can be a real hassle of home ownership, but they don't have to be complicated to free up. We're going to share how next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Shasta County Citizen Journalist is hosting a community town hall Saturday, July 31st at 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park, gazebo area. Freedom and liberty lovers are welcome for peaceful and thoughtful dialogue about concerns and solutions to our county's problems. We'll have guest speakers, food truck, kids games, face painting, balloons, ice cream truck, and more. This is a private event open to the public, so attendance is at the discretion of the hosts. July 31st, 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park. Tell your friends.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homes
fed. As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Piece of saddle material, which is sort of sloped down on both sides and then covered the seam. So it's like a two-part transition. But either way, that will definitely solve the problem here. It's just another detail of the flooring project that wasn't done the first time, but it's a really easy fix. So good luck with it.
Well, if your drains get clogged, fixing them can seem like an expensive hassle that often involves plumbers, but they don't have to be all that complicated to free up.
Yeah, so first, when a clog happens, most people will reach for a chemical cleaner to clear a drain. So will that work? Yeah, sometimes, but frankly not always. The chemicals also will sit in a pipe, and it can kind of help to rot it out. And those chemicals should never be used if you're on a septic system, because you're going to kind of mess with the septic system's ability to break down waste. And, of course, they're very dangerous if you splash them on your skin or in your eyes. So I have occasionally used chemicals. I will admit that there are some times when it made sense to me when I had a deep clog that I couldn't reach and I wanted something just to sit in there overnight, but I do it very carefully. But generally, you got to be real careful. I think people overuse them way too much.
Yeah, and you have to pick the right one for your system as well. Otherwise, it's not going to do anything. Now, plungers, they're another option, but surprisingly, a lot of people use them incorrectly. With the plunger, guys, the goal is to pull the clog up, not push it down. So you do this by pressing the plunger down tight against the bottom of the bowl and then yank up sharply to pull that clog free. By pulling the clog back into the bowl, you're actually avoiding pushing it further down the trap inside the toilet, which does get smaller as you go and tends to clog more easily.
Now, if you want to try to snake out the drain, you can use what's called a hand snake. They come in a wide variety of sizes. You feed them down. It's usually like a spring-like coil. You feed it down the drain directly into the trap, which is mostly where these clogs are going to sit most of the time. And then you twist it a few times. You pull it out, and usually that will free it up. I also want you guys to know that there's a snake design that is just for clogs, just for hair clogs in tubs and showers. I have used this for years. When we had tenants that had long hair, when my daughter was in college with three female roommates, the drains were always clogging up. I would always buy these snakes that like kind of look like a comb with sort of bristles on both sides of it. It's usually 12 or 15 inches long. And all you do is slip it down the drain, pull it right back up. It will go through the smallest obstructions and drains, and it pulls up all the hair in clots. And it's only about $5. So you can't go wrong. So look for that type of flexible snake design. And if these methods don't work, or you just don't know where the clog is, because sometimes it can get pushed way down the line, then you probably need to turn to a drain cleaning service. Among the tools of the trade that they carry are drain cameras, and they can pinpoint the exact spot where the drain is, and they can also tell you if maybe the problem is down the line like a broken waste pipe. Sometimes that happens, or roots from trees that come in. Sometimes that happens as well, and the drain cameras can spot that. But there are other things to try first that will save you some time, some money, and some aggravation and get things flowing, hopefully, quickly.
All right, now we've got calling in from Money Pit territory. We've got Diane from New Jersey who's got a question for heating up a home. Diane, how can we help you?
Yes, and thank you. I love your show, and I think I realize most people
when they call their house a money pit, even though that's a bad word.
Well, for us, Diane, it's a term of endearment. You know, we love our homes, even though they can be money pits. And we're here to kind of help take the pain away. So how can we help with your house? What's going on?
Well, my mom is 89 years old, and every year she's cold. And she doesn't want to put on the heater because it'll take too much money. So I got determined, and last winter I insulated. Oh, it's a split-level home, so I insulated the basement, and I painted the walls, the cement walls, and yet she's still cold. So I'm wondering, what is it?
Well, how much insulation do you have in the attic of Mom's house?
There is a plank where you walk. And on either side of the plank, it is insulated. It was done by a modular home company, so maybe it's not the best.
Because here's the thing: if you're going to pick one space in a house to insulate, you need to pick the attic.
Oh.
Because heat rises, and that's where you get most of your heat loss.
Okay.
So I would take a look at that attic. And in New Jersey, you need to have 15 to 20 inches easy of insulation, of fiberglass insulation. So most homes need additional insulation, and you can add that by adding unfaced fiberglass bats, not with the paper or the foil type of face, but just plain old raw fiberglass bats, and you lay them perpendicular to the insulation you have right now. And that's the single most effective way to reduce your heating costs and improve your comfort.
All right.
Okay. Good luck, Diane. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Summer is cooking away, you guys. And I say cooking because much of this country has been in a relentless heat wave this summer. So whatever you guys are doing to stay cool, perhaps that's a project indoors, or maybe you are doing a project in the pool. That's totally okay. Keep it up. We're here to help with all your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now's a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, if you love to grow herbs in your garden for cooking, it turns out that many of the most popular can also be used as herbal medicines. We'll share a few when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
You can listen to the show whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. We share tips and ideas and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Subscribe now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, do you guys like tools? We do. And if you do, you'll be happy that we've got a great one to give away today.
Yeah, we've got up for grabs a pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener, plus a whole supply of nails to get you started. It really is a great tool for some small trim and interior molding projects, which are definitely a DIY project. It's easy to handle. It's durable. Reloading those nails is super simple. Plus, it features a non-marring rubber tip. So whatever you're working on, you're not going to mark it up as you're getting ready to fire that nail in. And it has a safety mechanism that's going to prevent misfire. So it's definitely a great tool to have. It's worth $55. You can find it at Walmart, Amazon, even Ace Hardware. But one of you lucky listeners out there is going to win one today.
Make that you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you guys like the garden, we do too. And we grow herbs in our garden as well as veggies. And I recently learned that there are a number of medicinal benefits associated with some of the herbs we grow. Now, that wasn't why we grew them, but for us, it was kind of like an added benefit. It was a really fun topic to learn about.
Yeah, you know, it really does make sense because natural plant products and home remedies have been used throughout history for a lot of purposes. Sage, for example, was used as a detoxifier and to clear negative energy, as well as a remedy for spasms, cuts, bruises, even abdominal cramping. Now, sage also makes a very refreshing tea, and it's another exceptional healing plant that's very easy to grow. Another, guys, is turmeric. Now, it's frequently included in curry dishes, but has many medical and health benefits, including treatments for pain that's caused by arthritis, and also stomach issues and headaches.
Now, here's an Italian favorite. We love to cook with garlic, and it's super easy to grow. But when it's chopped, smashed, or chewed, it actually releases sulfur compounds that can aid digestive problems, help you fight colds, reduce blood pressure, and improve cholesterol. However, there is one thing it won't improve. That's your breath.
That is true. Although, if you're around vampires, it's totally a go. Now, finally, there's lavender. Now, it's not just a beautiful purple plant. Lavender can actually help you fall asleep. It reduces stress and anxiety. It even improves blood circulation and can relieve pain. Now, while gardening itself has a lot of health benefits, it's nice to know that we have all these natural remedies growing right at home.
To help put together a detailed list of plants that provide these kinds of benefits, it's on MoneyPit.com. Just search for 11 easy-to-grow herbal medicines for garden fresh healing, and you'll know what maybe you want to start planting in your garden.
Heading on over to Minnesota, where Mercedes is having some roofing issues. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I had roofing put on a few years ago, and they nailed it in the valleys instead of on the ridges.
Oh, okay.
And then now that it has rained these, you know, quite a bit in between, then my paint in my kitchen ceiling is peeling off, and the sheetrock is wet because of the moisture coming in.
So basically it's leaking through the metal valleys?
Yes.
Because there's holes in those valleys, Mercedes?
Yes, in the valleys.
So obviously that wasn't done right, and so you have really two choices. You can either replace that valley flashing
And that's a project, you know, because the metal roof has to be loosened up to get the new valley underneath it. Or what you could do is silicone caulk those holes and hope for the best. You know, silicone, you'll probably get a good couple of years out of that, but you may have to do it again.
Well, now, I wonder, did you hear about this product that they put an undercoat on a metal roof to repair it, and then they put a second coat over the top of that?
No, and I don't know how you get an undercoat on a metal roof that's already down. So metal roofs have been around for over 100 years, and they're super durable roofs. But the problem is that a lot of times the contractors don't have the skill set to properly construct them and properly repair them. If they're installed properly, then they can last indefinitely and be leak-free. It sounds like there were some errors made in the installation of your roof, and so you have a kind of decide now whether you want to take this apart and fix those errors or just continue to explore opportunities for patching. If it was me, I would try to disassemble it and replace that flashing because it's going to be a sore spot moving forward, not only with water, but also you're going to have ice dams that will form there in your part of the country. The water will get behind it, and that can also work its way into the roof. Okay, Mercedes, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Coming up, does your grill need a mid-season makeover? We're going to walk you through that project next.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie,
and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Margie in Maine dropped us an email, and she says that she wants a recommendation on air conditioning. Margie, I don't blame you. It is crazy hot this summer. Well, Margie writes, in our area, it's been a particularly hot summer, so we're looking at cooling options. Do you recommend central air conditioning, or could we get away with window units?
So, I mean, I think both Leslie and I have come from the window unit side of things because we own old houses that didn't have air conditioning, central air in them when we purchased the homes. And, you know, there's advantages to having window units because they're convenient, they're portable, they can be a little bit more expensive to run than a central air conditioning system, and you'll definitely find they're not as efficient. Central air conditioning system, great investment. It definitely would add value to your house, whereas a window unit would not, because it's a portable appliance. And then there's also a version of air conditioning called split ductless that both Leslie and I have in our homes for similar reasons. I have one room in the house that's on the southwest corner where my office is, and the central air conditioning system is kind of far away from it. So, you know, in July and August right now, it gets really hot in here, so we run a split ductless. And Leslie, you use yours in your basement, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I almost never even have it on cooling. I just use it to dehumidify, and it keeps the basement, like, super comfortable, really dry, not overly dry, but, like, appropriately with the right moisture level, and cool as a cucumber. It's fantastic.
So I guess, Margie, what I would say is if you're planning on selling your home and the value of your home is important to you, central air conditioning is going to give you the best ROI. But if you're just trying to slug it out when it gets really nasty and hot, then why not just buy a couple of extra portable air conditioning units, stick them in the windows, and you know, you won't spend that much money on it, but you'll get through that worst part of summer.
All right. Good luck, Margie. Stay cool. Now we've got one from Sarah, and Sarah says she loves to cook outside, but after a couple of months of heavy grilling, her gas grill needs an extreme makeover of its own. Do we have any tips for mid-season grill cleaning?
Didn't you just do this?
Oh, my gosh. I just did this, and I realized that I probably didn't clean it at the end of last season, nor really clean it at the beginning of this season. So, like, you know, just last week as I was cooking, I was like, wow, this looks really nasty. So the next day, I mean, I took the whole sort of inner workings apart. I took the grills off. I guess that's what you call them, the grill grates. And I soaked them in soapy water. I gave them a nice cleaning. Inside, I removed the lava rock, or maybe you have a ceramic or a briquette or something like that. And I cleaned those with a wire brush, and I sort of cleaned everything out inside the grill itself, like with the scraper and the cleaner, and I washed it all out, made sure nothing was leaking along the gas lines. And the grill looks fantastic. I mean, I was almost to the point where I was like, maybe I should just throw it out, get another one.
Yeah. And you know what? When you're all done, what you want to do is mix a 50-50 solution of liquid dishwashing soap and water to check for gas leaks. You just brush this on all the lines and all the connections. And if there's any gas leaking out, it'll bubble up and you'll see that and it'll be a lot safer. So good idea to do it. Plus, I think your food will taste a lot better. And now I know it's safe to go to dinner at your house again, too, Leslie.
Yeah, it's safe. Come over. Grill is clean. And Sarah, you'll just feel way better about cooking.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope we've given you some ideas, some tips to get the projects done that you want to tackle around your house. If you're thinking about a project for the future, you know, fall's a great home improvement season because it cools off and you get a lot of stuff done when it's really comfortable to work inside or out, and you don't know where to begin, I want to remind you that you can reach us 24/7 with that 888 Money Pit phone number or by posting your questions at moneypit.com. If we're not in the studio when your call or message comes through, we promise we will call you back the next time we are. But until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a Money Pit.
Thank you.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Depressed communities are getting a $3 billion offer from President Biden to revitalize their economies.
As part of this year's COVID-19 relief bill, the government is increasing the size of a program that offers economic development grants.
This initiative has the potential to create, we believe, 300,000 jobs in the near term.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the grant money will be targeted at supporting local infrastructure, job training programs, and developing new industries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The largest wildfire in the nation, Oregon's Bootleg Fire, is less than half contained and still thousands of homes remain threatened. Meanwhile, crews from California and Utah are on their way to Montana to supplement firefighters there fighting the Devil's Creek blaze near the town of Jordan. That's where five firefighters were injured on Thursday. And a state of emergency exists in four northern California counties because of wildfire. Governor Gavin Newsom says they were causing conditions of extreme peril. Speaking of Newsom, California's recall ballot finally set.
However, the state Republican Party is still determining its best strategy for winning back the governor's office in one of the nation's most Democratic states. Ballots for the September 14th election that could remove Governor Gavin Newsom from office will start arriving in voters' mailboxes next month. There are 46 candidates on the ballot. The GOP party leaders will vote Saturday on whether to move forward with an endorsement process. John Scott reporting.
Several states have scaled back their reporting on the coronavirus this month, just as cases in the nation have tripled. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting now in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota was accompanied by less detail about the virus in Florida and Nebraska. And comedian Jackie Mason died Saturday. He was 93 years old. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Possible prison time for a former Air Force intelligence analyst.
Daniel Hale says his guilt over participating in lethal drone strikes in Afghanistan led him to leak government secrets about the drone program to a reporter. Hale is scheduled to be sentenced Tuesday in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, after pleading guilty to violating the Espionage Act. His attorneys are asking that he receive a 12 to 18-month sentence. Prosecutors seeking a sentence of more than 5 years. Jason Walker reporting.
Outbreaks of the Candida auris fungus were reported in a Washington, D.C. nursing home and at two Dallas area hospitals. A handful of the patients had the invasive fungal infections that were impervious to all three classes of medications. Health officials have sounded alarms for years about the superbug after seeing infections in which commonly used drugs had little effect. More at townhall.com. A grand jury indicted three California residents in connection with a scheme that was aimed at stealing nearly $1.5 million from taxpayers in a fraudulent unemployment benefits scheme.
Here's the biggest shocker. Two of the suspects were already behind bars, allegedly running the scam from jail. Daryl Richmond and Telvin Bro worked from their respective correctional facilities at Kern Valley State Prison and California Correctional Institute in coordination with L.A. resident Holly White to submit false unemployment claims under the names of other inmates. All three have been charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and aggravated identity theft. The Employment Development Department and U.S. lost more than $270,000 to the scheme. Patrick Foss reporting.
A Houston man facing charges. He stole an ambulance at gunpoint with a patient and a paramedic still in the back. Authorities used GPS to track down the vehicle, take the suspect into custody without incident. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Brian Clark is a teacher in Grants Pass School District in Oregon. Well, when fellow teachers reported his religious activity nowhere near the school, district officials placed restrictions on his off-hours evangelism and all church youth activities within district boundaries.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
How are you guys doing today? We hope that you are enjoying summer in your part of the country. We are here. You know, I still like doing outside projects when it's summer, Leslie, but I have to be a lot more strategic. I took some old shelving that was out of our basement because we're redoing it, and I brought it outside to clean it up. And I found that I had to sort of move my work location, so I was a little under the trees a little bit, picking up a little bit of shade, and maybe working a little bit later in the day, you know, after 4 o'clock, since we have a lot of daylight here to get it done. But it was sure pleasant to do that, even in these warm summer days. So sometimes you got to change your routine a little bit as you take on those projects. If you guys are thinking about taking on a project and you don't know where to begin, a good place to begin is right here. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you've been slogging through the heat in your part of the nation, buying a pool might seem like a pretty darn good idea right about now. But before you do, there are some definite pitfalls to avoid that can lead to a real financial soaking. So we're going to share those do's and don'ts just ahead.
And if you've ever picked up lumber for a project that included 2x anything, you know, like a 2x4, a 2x8, and so on, did you ever notice that that wood actually measures a lot less than what you're calling it? We're going to share what happens to all that missing wood that you thought you were paying for.
And buying homeowners insurance is an important way to protect yourself from financial disaster if your home suffers serious damage. But you might be surprised to learn the most common things that are not covered by that insurance. We're going to share what they are and how to make sure you are totally protected.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a pretty big project, we're going to help you save time, money, and hassles.
But we're also here to give you some free tools. We've got a pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener to give away on today's show worth $55. So if you want to win it, you got to be in it by picking up the phone and calling us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Bill from Pensacola, Florida is on the line and has been wanting to take on an outdoor project. What are you working on, Bill?
Me and the wife are talking about doing a concrete patio or a wooden patio. What would you say was the least expensive way to go with it? We haven't hit the Florida lottery yet, but we're wanting to do something out in the backyard.
Well, Bill, that's a good question, and certainly a wooden deck or a patio will be, I think, similar in price, but more importantly, you have to ask yourself what's going to wear better. And given the fact that you're in Florida, I think you absolutely have to go with a patio because you're going to build that deck at grade, right on the lawn, essentially. And if you leave it up, maybe 6 inches or so, it's going to be a lot more work to take care of. It's going to be a lot more likely to get moss and algae on there. The boards can become cracked and checked. So I'm thinking that that's probably not the best solution for your part of the country. Leslie, what do you think about the paver idea, though? The Milano pavers that go on top of concrete. That's an option, too. It looks pretty good.
I mean, the pavers are lovely, and you can sort of interlock them together in a variety of shapes, patterns, and they're super simple to use if you've got that level sort of concrete patio to start with. And I think for your climate, I feel like the concrete's way more manageable than dealing with a wood deck.
Absolutely. So hopefully that gives you some good options, Bill. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Now we've got Lorraine from Vermont on the line who's got some ants invading her money pit. How can we help you today?
I have them out in my flower beds. I have them on my front and back lawn. There's a lot of sand here around my house.
Right.
And I am wondering what I could do to get rid of them.
Are they getting into the house as well?
No, they are not in the house.
All right. Well, that's good news. So, look. There are ways that you can work with this using sort of over-the-counter products, but I would recommend a different direction. The insecticides today have become so sophisticated and so accurate and so able to target specifically the insect that you're dealing with that it's really worthwhile having a professional apply these insecticides. One in particular that actually we just used at my mom's house. Well, not we. I mean, I hired somebody to do this. It's called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. And I'm very familiar with this insecticide because it's one that is a part of a class called an undetectable. So the way it works is, in the old days, we'd spray insecticides that would repel the ants or kill them on sight. And they would sort of know it was there, so it was detectable. Well, these new insecticides are undetectable. So as a result, the ants go through the insecticide, and then they get it on their bodies, and they bring it back to the nest, and then they share it with the other insects in the nest. So just getting some ants to go through it basically takes it back to the nest and wipes out the whole nest. So it's a very effective way to try to control the ant populations around your house. I don't know that I would go so far as to do it in my whole yard unless it was, you know, really bothering me. But generally, you do this right around the perimeter of your home to try to minimize them in that area and stop them from potentially going into the house. You haven't seen them yet, but if you've got that many, I can almost guarantee that they're in the house. All right, Lorraine, does that help you out?
That does. I actually tried. Someone had told me to use borax and sugar.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the home remedies that I mentioned. And borax does work, but it's just not nearly as effective as a product like Termidor. Good luck with the project.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, do you need help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time for you to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com today.
And just ahead, are you ready to dive into buying a new pool to cool off in? Well, we're going to share the do's and don'ts to help make sure you don't drown in debt at the same time when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible, watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if you guys love tools, you'll be very happy to know that today we've got a great tool to give away to one lucky listener. We've got a pneumatic brad nailer from our friends at Arrow Fastener, plus a supply of nails to get you started. It's a great tool for lots of trim and molding and small woodworking projects. It's easy to handle. It's durable. Reloading is super simple. It's available at Walmart, Amazon, or Ace Hardware for $55, but we've got one to give away on today's show. So if you want to be in it, you got to call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your questions or post them to moneypit.com.
Beverly in Ohio is on the line. How can we help you today?
I have a problem with my white vinyl fence, and I'm trying to see if you have any ideas as to what I can use to clean it. It's got black marks all over it from a youth that used to mow my grass, and I've had it power cleaned twice. I've tried Mr. Clean it. Now I'm at a loss as to what I can do because it's inexpensive.
Have you tried to use one of those green scotch pads on it? That has just a minor amount of abrasion. I'm trying to think what actually could be making these black marks.
If it's something that's on top of the vinyl, then you should be able to remove it. The other thing is, if it happens to be something that is solvent-based, like tar or rubber or something of that nature, another thing that you could try to do is you could try to spray that with some WD-40. That has a pretty good ability of breaking down those types of substances just a little bit, perhaps on that green scrubby pad. Rub it over that surface and see if that lifts it off. I think the key is to try to figure out what that black mark is, and then what's going to take it off from there. But I would try it in those, in that order. See how you make out, Beverly.
Okay, yeah, some of it's from the road and some of it is from them taking their lawnmower and trying to mow the grass right up against it.
Well, I mean, that would throw dirt and stones of it against it, but that should be clean. I mean, as long as the as long as this vinyl fence is white all the way through, it's got to be something that's on top of it, and that's why I say you have to find the right cleaner and the right tool to remove that. Beverly, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Robert in Washington's on the line and needs some help building a retaining wall. Tell us about your project.
50 feet of retaining wall. It's tapered. It's 8 feet on the one end and 4 feet on the other. And I'm trying to compare the engineered blocks, the 1,000-pound blocks in price to a cast in place. And really haven't found any place to give me a good idea.
So, Robert, I think that, you know, trying to decide between those very, very heavy retaining wall block structures and poured concrete is going to kind of be a wash. I think that the blocks actually can be more attractive and probably a little bit less work to install. But also, you know, there are other options. You could build wood retaining walls that can be structurally very, very sound if they're done right. And you could use smaller, lighter weight blocks, landscaping bricks that, again, you know, they're not 1,000 pounds, but they're probably 75, and you can stack those up in the right way. The most important thing is really the structure of this wall and how you grade to it, because you have to make sure that you have stone behind it for drainage. You have to make sure that the soil at the top slopes away from it. Most retaining walls fail not because the material is wrong, but because the installation was bad. So as long as it's installed well, following the best building practices for retaining walls, you're going to have success with this. For example, with wood walls, you know, there's a technique called a dead man, which is basically when you put pieces of railroad tie or 6x6 or 8x8 timber that go back into the retaining wall, into the dirt itself, to kind of tie the wall together. So sometimes we don't see enough of those installed, and that makes the walls fail. You know, with block or brick, sometimes we see people build them absolutely vertical instead of tilting back into the wall, so that whenever there's a frost heave, because there's not enough drainage behind it, it will push the wall, you know, and cause it to buckle. So the techniques that you use to build this wall are even more important than the selection of the material itself. Well, buying a pool is something that most people probably do only once in their lives, which means most pool buyers are actually pretty wet behind the ears, so to speak.
I like what you did there.
That's you like that? You heard that, huh?
I did. I was listening. Yeah, that's why it's super important that you don't let your lack of experience get the best of you. You have to ask yourself a few key questions before you fork over any money and before you break any ground.
Yeah, now the first question is, how long do you expect to be in your home? Because some potential home buyers see pools as a risk, which means they don't always increase your home's resale value. Now, if you're looking for an investment with solid returns, a pool definitely is not it. So make sure the enjoyment you'll get from the pool is worth the price, especially if you live in an area where pools are not all that common for those reasons.
Yeah, and you know what? Pools are expensive to put in. So when you're thinking of the cost, ask yourself, how often are you going to use it? I mean, the pool does make for a great day outside, but if, say, you and your family are only able to squeeze in 5 or 6 days of the summer, you know, a membership to your local pool club might make more sense.
Yeah, and speaking of costs, there's the while you're at it factor that always adds on projects that you didn't think of. Like, for example, if you're going to install the pool, you need also a pool fence, and that's a specialized type of fence that is non-climbable and designed to keep your guests, your kids, other kids in the neighborhood safe. So things like that, automatic pool covers, other prevention accessories, they all need to be purchased. They all add to the cost, so don't forget to add in all of those extras. So there's no surprises before you're ready to jump in.
All right, now we're going to Mel in Arkansas, who's got a question about a shower. What can we do for you today?
Well, we need to change a tub into a shower, and it is for a handicapped person that uses a shower chair. And everything that we are finding so far is a fiberglass type stuff that is not rated for the person's weight that's going to have to be using it. And they use a shower chair. Any suggestions on how to stabilize it so that it's not going to break through when the shower chair goes in it?
You're looking at zero threshold showers that basically are flush with the floor?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the zero threshold, but it needs to be a shower, not a tub.
Right. Okay, so when you put in a fiberglass shower pan, you're right. Sometimes there's flex underneath of it, but there's an easy trick of the trade to deal with that, and that is that you can mix up a concrete mix or a cement mix or mortar mix, and basically you put it underneath the pan while it's wet, and then you press the pan down into it. And what that does is it takes out all the space between the pan itself and the floor. It provides a rock-solid base to that fiberglass shower stall. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Mill, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
William in North Carolina is on the line with a mold question. What can we do for you today?
Mold and mildew. How do you eradicate it? And I've got it on the walls, on the ceiling, which I'm going to pull that out. But I've been told different things. I mean, can you simply try to bleach it off of walls?
All right. Hey, William, let's start at the beginning. Tell me about this mold that you're seeing. Tell me what kind of house you have, how old your house is, where you're finding the mold, how long it's been going on, that sort of thing. Okay? Talk to us.
Sure. It's a cabin out in the woods, and it is in the shade. It was built in 1960, and it is a wooden structure. The walls on the inside are both wood, knotty pine, and it's beautiful. And then the bathroom is where the real concentration is. That is a stucco type wall.
All right, so you have a cabin. Does the cabin have heating?
It does, yes.
Yeah, okay. But it's not used year-round?
It's not, and unfortunately, I let someone stay here for the past year, and I don't think they maintained it.
Well, typically when you have cabins such as the one that you describe, it will grow mold more quickly than, you know, a place that has a more typical HVAC system that's properly maintained. And usually what you have to do is go in and thoroughly clean it. Now, there are lots of different products to do that, but it definitely has to be done. And you have to also be very careful because as you're doing this, you could risk releasing those mold spores and also breathing them, which could make you sick. So you need proper cleaning materials and you need proper ventilation materials so that
mask,
you are not breathing
certainly.
That back in. A mask and ventilation techniques, like,
right.
For example, depressurizing the cabin while you're doing the work, because otherwise the mold spores get released to the air. Honestly, it's not a do-it-yourself job, although I know a lot of folks that have hunting cabins and that sort of thing will do it themselves. But you've got to be really careful the way you go about this because you can make it worse.
Okay, so what are the materials that are typically used? Is it a bleach type?
Yeah, usually there's a bleach type material. It's an oxygen bleach type of a product, or it's a diluted bleach. There are a number of commercial products that are like that are out there. 30-second cleaners is one of them. And you have to apply it, and you have to let it sit because it will kill the mold spores, and then you rinse it off. But it's a process, you know, and there's a lot of elbow grease involved. And then you have to maintain it. But if you do it once and do it right, some of these products will also have like an inhibitor as part of them so that it won't grow mold as quickly in the future.
Okay. Yeah, the situation I have is because it is so deep in the woods that it really does not get any sunlight during the day.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so, yeah, and the way it has been raining here in North Carolina, I think that's just exasperated the situation.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you're just going to have to do a little more maintenance to try to keep that at bay. But like I say, that the new products have inhibitors in them, so that hopefully that will slow it down.
Okay.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and it connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com today to start your next home project. Coming up, did you know that even though we call the lumber we use for building homes a 2x4, it actually measures a little bit less? We're going to share why in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless heads.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So, Leslie, the garden, which we planted in spring, has totally blossomed. It's taking over large parts of the space that we allotted for it, mostly because we have cucumbers. And they have been like the most aggressive plant I have ever seen. I don't know where we
got
this seed.
It's like a low vine, yes?
Yeah, but it climbs. So it's always reaching for something to grab onto. So far, it's spread out across its sort of quarter of the garden, and then it started to reach up onto the cedar shingles and sort of grab there. So I put up trellises, and I noticed that if you take them off, you could sort of aim them at other things you want them to climb, because I didn't want them getting all like smashed in with the cedar.
I believe they call that training them. You train them.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, I've been training my cucumbers. We haven't gotten any fruit yet, but I have a feeling that we're going to be in cucumber heaven when that actually happens.
When does that happen? When are cucumbers time of year?
I think pretty soon. We're starting to see some little ones. But I understand that you can't let them get too big because they turn bitter. And the more you pick them, the more they grow. So we're going to see. Every year it seems like one plant or another sort of takes over. Last year it was tomatoes. They were growing so frequently. We had so many tomatoes. And the big Jersey tomatoes. Now my garden is like on the end of the house. And I have like a gutter that's right above it there. So I actually went up to the gutter and tied off some of the larger, heavy tomato branches with, like, rope. So they would, like, grow up higher because I was actually higher than the trellises I had put in there. I didn't want them to, like, fall down, you know. So we got lots of tomatoes last year. Looked kind of crappy, but it worked, you know. It was just sort of a hack that I had to do in a short minute.
You know what I grew very successfully this summer?
What?
Poison ivy.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
That's lovely.
We had so much of it. And it's funny, with my son being a Boy Scout and you being a Scout, I should know exactly what poison ivy looks like. Well,
yep.
I had no idea that this was actually poison ivy.
Don't tell me you found it the hard way.
No, I didn't. I was walking the dog and a neighbor was like, hey, you know, you have poison ivy over there. And then Henry walked by and he was like, yeah, Ma, it's everywhere. I was like,
he's
what?
A Boy Scout.
What?
He knows.
Yeah, he's the Scout. So it took a lot of persistence and a lot of gloves and long sleeves and garbage bags, but I may have accomplished getting rid of it. And so far, no itchies. So good stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So, yeah, no matter whether you're growing something you want to keep or something you want to get rid of, we can probably help you because we've been there. We've done that. So give us a call. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're just getting started in home improvements, you might be confused by the way that lumber is sold because you actually get a little bit less wood than you think what you're paying for. We're going to explain why in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. So, for example, guys, let's say you're getting ready to build a shed and you've purchased some 2x4s for the walls. Now, you're expecting that they're going to measure 2 inches by 4 inches. But what you actually find is that even though they're called 2x4s, they actually measure 1 5/8 inches by 3 1/2 inches. Now, the same goes for a 1x6. You'd expect that it would measure 1 inch by 6 inches. But what you're going to find is that it really only measures 3/4 inch by 5 1/2 inches. So what the heck is happening to all that missing lumber that you think you're buying and paying for?
Well, there's actually a good reason for it, and it's the effects of modern lumber production that you're seeing here. If you've ever seen a 2x4 in a really old house, you'll notice that it is actually 2 inches by a full 4 inches. But now, when a tree is cut up into lumber, those boards still start at 2x4, but when they're dried, which actually makes them stronger, so it's a good thing, and then planes remove all the saw curves and the rough stuff, what you're left with is less. So that 2x4 is now 1 1/2 by 3 1/2, and a 2x6 is 1.5 by 5.5, and so on.
Yeah, so the lumber industry uses two forms of measurement, dimensional and nominal. And dimensional is that size of the board when it's first milled at the lumber yard. And the nominal number is the size after it's dried and planed. And that's what you ultimately find in the lumber yard.
Yeah, but the good news is that the length is always the length. So an 8-foot 2x4 is really 8 feet long, but 1.5 inches thick and 3.5 inches wide. Well, though, except for if you buy something called a 2x4 stud, which is actually 93 inches long. Any guesses why that is?
Because you're accounting for the floor plate and the ceiling plate, and you don't have to cut anything.
Right, because if a wall is going to be 8 feet tall when it's done, you have to put a plate or another 2x4 at the end of the stud and also at the bottom. So 1.5 plus 1.5 plus 93 equals 96, which is 8 feet. And that's why when you buy studs, they're shorter than typical 8 foot long 2x4s.
Geez Louise, it is a lot to keep track of, but it's super fun to shop for lumber. So definitely head to the home center and take on your next project knowing exactly what you're getting. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, buying homeowners insurance, it really is an important way to protect yourself from financial danger should your home suffer some serious damage. But you might be surprised to learn the most common things that are not covered. We're going to share those tips next.
You live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
We'll be right back.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, repair, or decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
You can listen to the show whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. We share tips and ideas and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Subscribe now at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, do you guys like tools? We do. And if you do, you'll be happy that we've got a great one to give away today.
Yeah, we've got up for grabs a pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener, plus a whole supply of nails to get you started. It really is a great tool for some small trim and interior molding projects, which are definitely a DIY project. It's easy to handle. It's durable. Reloading those nails is super simple. Plus, it features a non-marring rubber tip. So whatever you're working on, you're not going to mark it up as you're getting ready to fire that nail in. And it has a safety mechanism that's going to prevent misfires. So it's definitely a great tool to have. It's worth $55. You can find it at Walmart, Amazon, even Ace Hardware. But one of you lucky listeners out there is going to win one today.
Make that you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Steve from Illinois who's looking to do an outside project. I mean, we've all been spending a lot of time outdoors, so definitely a great place to start. Steve, what are you working on?
I'm wanting to put a front porch on the front of my house, and I had to take off some of the vinyl siding, and I'm wondering if I put up some one-inch boards of insulation underneath the siding when I come back with it, if that is possible.
You know, that's a good question, and we hear that question a lot, but I don't know, Tom, does insulating that little underneath the siding actually make that much of a difference?
You know, they sell vinyl siding with and without those insulation backers, and frankly, I really don't think it makes any difference that's worthwhile. Certainly not worth whatever the up expense is to do that. Now, if you've got all the siding off and you're looking at sheathing and you want to put something on there, you talked about one-inch styrofoam. There's another type of foam sheeting that you can use that's a isocyanurate foam board. It usually has foil that faces both sides, so it helps control the radiant energy. But the problem with that is it's an inch thick, and that means that everything changes on the front of the house. So if your windows were flush with the siding before, now they're going to be recessed because you're pulling that wall out an inch or whatever the thickness is. So I got to say that I probably don't think it's worth the extra effort. I would just go ahead and complete the front porch work and then put the siding back exactly the way it is. If you want to make the house a little more weathertight while you're doing it, make sure you seal caulk around all the windows, do that sort of thing. But I don't think putting that extra inch of styrofoam on is going to make all that much difference to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, guys, check this out. If you own a home or a condo and you bought homeowner's insurance to make sure your investment is totally protected, you might be surprised to learn the most common things that are actually not protected by standard homeowner's insurance.
Yeah, according to a survey by Hearth, there are three things that cause the most confusion. Natural disasters. Let's start there. It's not always sunny. In fact, in many states, natural disasters such as flooding, earthquakes, wind damage, fires, and more are common occurrences. Now, the resulting damages are often not covered by your homeowner's insurance unless, now, you've got to have a special addendum to your homeowner's policy that's called a rider or a separate policy that specifically covers that. In some states, mortgage companies will require, for example, that you have flood insurance if your area is in an area prone to flooding.
Another thing that's not covered is wear and tear. It's bound to happen, but insurance doesn't cover anything that it deems as negligence. So if you had a leak and you let it go on for a long time and it caused mold and rot damage, that's on you. That's not on the insurance company. If you get a sewer backup or maybe if a tree drops a big branch, it may be covered, but it's not always clear. So make sure you understand what is and isn't considered normal wear and tear.
Now, another thing is infestations. We all know that those bugs were here first, but who really wants to share a house with them? So insurance companies, they're not going to help you out when it comes to termites, other bugs, even animal infestations, or any of the damages that they might cause.
So if you need advice on dealing with the wear and tear or the infestations, I guess you're just stuck with us. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll do our best to get you straightened out.
Erin in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
I have a swing set/play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure-treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home setters and hardware stores. And again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay. Once I have it clean, then, am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain, because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't, like, peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like, we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up. It's been outside for some time.
Yes. If it's natural wood, that's a good product to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right. So, again, use the solid color stain.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, one of the most dangerous tools in your collection is one you probably never think of. It's your ladder. We're going to share tips to help protect you from the pains of gravity after this.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out, post a question. Mike did that, and he writes, I need some help with my pool deck. It's always the rocks are coming loose around the pool, and I feel like it's time to put in a new covering. What is the best from a cost and longevity standpoint?
You know, that's a really common area for that kind of wear and tear. And while you can repair the concrete, it's probably not worth it. I've got a much better solution for you. There's a really good product out there that's designed exactly for that scenario. It's called Spreadstone. It's a decorative concrete resurfacing kit. And what's cool about it is it's factory tinted, so it looks really nice. And it has a system that absolutely locks onto the concrete. And that's the key. If you have any kind of a covering there that doesn't attach to the concrete, it's just going to peel off again. But this locks on. It looks good. It's a beautiful surface. It's not going to separate. And it's do-it-yourself. So you pretty much just roll it on. It's made by Daich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. And that is their website, DeichCoatings.com. So check that out, Mike. I think that is exactly the solution to this situation for you.
I mean, I think it's super important. You have to remember, like, even when you're staining a deck, same with concrete, it's got to permeate through that surface and sort of bond to the material itself, which is what's going to make that last. And definitely something you want to work on, because it's always terrible when you get all those little rocks and they fall in the pool and then you can scratch the liner or even tear it. Like, so many things happen when one thing starts to fail. So definitely take care of that pool surface.
Well, hey, guys, if you fall off a ladder, you can get seriously injured. In fact, ladder falls will send hundreds of people to emergency rooms every year. To help, though, Leslie's got some tips to make sure you are not one of them in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, if you're heading outside for some home repairs that are up high, a sturdy ladder is a help. But you've got to understand how to use it properly to make sure that gravity does not get the best of you. Now, ladder falls send hundreds of people to the emergency room every year, and some of those falls can even be fatal. So here's the biggest mistake that you can make, and that's taking shortcuts. In order to be safe, a ladder needs to remain stationary. For an extension ladder, you need to level the feet by digging out the ground or by using ladder levelers. On hard, dry ground, you want to rest those feet flat. Never put the ladder on top of slippery plastic tarps. And you want to make sure that the textured rubber pads are on and intact. If you're on grass or soft ground, you want to flip the feet up. They're going to have spikes on the end there, and you want to drive those right into the ground. Next, you have to think about where you place that ladder because the position is key. So you've got to set it so that the distance from its base to the wall is 1/4 of the height of the ladder at its resting point. So you're creating a 75-degree angle there. If you want a quick check on the angle of your ladder, you want to stand facing it with your feet touching its feet and your arms extended. Your palms should rest on a rung at shoulder height. And finally, you have to look up, guys. Before you put that ladder up, look up. Make sure there are no overhead wires before you carry or set up that ladder, and never rest an extension ladder against a tree or a pole because there it can rotate and fall. So I know you think, it's a ladder. I open it up and I climb on it. It is not as simple. You need to take care because simple mistakes can happen and you can get super hurt. So take extra caution, guys.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about window screens. They allow us to open our windows and let that fresh air in. But if your screens look worn and tattered, there's now a new variety of really durable materials out there for rescreening them to make them last longer than ever before. We'll share those tips on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Pacific Gas and Electric plans to bury 10,000 miles of its power line.
It's an effort to prevent the utility's fraying grid from sparking wildfires when electrical equipment collides with millions of trees and other vegetation. The daunting project aims to bury roughly 10% of PG&E's power lines at a projected cost of $15 billion to $30 billion. Most of that expense will likely be shouldered by PG&E customers whose electricity rates are already among the highest in the U.S.
Jeremy House reports the commitment comes just days after informing regulators that a 70-foot pine tree that toppled on one of its power lines ignited a major fire in Butte County. That's the same rural area about 145 miles northeast of San Francisco, where another fire sparked by PGE equipment killed more than 80 people and destroyed thousands of homes back in 2018. UN General Assembly approved a first-ever resolution on vision, calling on the Assembly's 193 member nations to ensure access to eye care for everyone in their countries. Recovery efforts concluded at the collapsed Surfside, Florida condo building. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine praised the rescue workers.
What they've done is truly transformational for these families, for the world to see, and they're just my role models.
And Levine Cavas says first responders, she told them she admired the relentlessness of their efforts.
Every day, your tenacity, your passion, your dedication, your refusal to give up kept the hope of those families alive, helped them know that we would do anything. I mean, you would do anything.
The June 24th collapse at the tower killed 97 people. At least one missing person has yet to be identified. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Over 100 people are dead after heavy monsoon rains triggered landslides and flooding in western India.
Whilst more than 1,000 people trapped by floodwaters were rescued, over 50 died from flooding in western Maharashtra state. Many of those who were rescued were stranded on rooftops and even on top of buses on highways. More than 30 people were missing after landslides. Dozens were also killed in Satara district as houses collapsed or were swept away by rushing floodwaters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was anguished by the loss of lives. Disasters caused by landslides and flooding are common in India during the June-September monsoon season, when heavy rains weaken the foundations of structures that are often poorly built. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two Georgian tennis players were barred from the Olympic Games after officials in their home country told them they were entered but never actually sent in the paperwork. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. What are the best and worst states to start a business in 2021?
10 states have proven to be the best for starting a business after more than a year of COVID-19. Texas leads the way, followed by Georgia, California, Florida, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, North Dakota, North Carolina, and Massachusetts. The worst cities to start a small business, New Jersey is number one, followed by Connecticut, Rhode Island, West Virginia, Wyoming, Alaska, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Virginia. The survey was done by Wallet Hub. Patrick Foss reporting.
A former Air Force intelligence analyst facing possible prison time, Daniel Hale, says his guilt over participating in lethal drone strikes in Afghanistan led him to leak government secrets about the drone program to a reporter. Hale is scheduled to be sentenced Tuesday in federal court and could face up to 5 years behind bars. His lawyers are asking for a 12 to 18 month sentence. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us, using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
News Radio Studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. We really appreciate you tuning in. It's going to be a big hour. Adam Carolla has been booked. It's going to be great. Martha McCown, bottom of the hour. She's getting set to host her show beginning at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. She's going to stop by our show first. Same, we'll take your calls. So as we come to you from Manhattan, where crime is rampant, and we have a mayor who's ignoring the current mayor and just acting like he's already won the election, even though he's just gotten the primary, Eric Adams, in a big story today in the New York Times, he said Brett Stevens, a conservative, a Trump hater, but a conservative in the New York Times, says Eric Adams will straighten out New York. We'll have to see. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There's a 900% increase in COVID cases in the Rio Grande sector right now. He's now going to say it's dangerous to post something about a vaccine on Facebook, but it's not dangerous to let in hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated migrants into the country and then bus them to swing states.
The vaccine and the variants. Please don't tell me you care about stopping the virus while the southern border is wide open. The positivity rate's up 900% in one valley in particular in Texas. At the same time, mandating the vaccine and perhaps soon demanding two-year-olds wear a mask. Hey, President Biden, you're not my nanny. You're not my doctor. I'll take care of my health care from here. Thank you.
Number two.
We refuse to be a hostage, to remain a hostage within a state of Texas. And I'm ready to be arrested. What do you do to a slave if you don't do nothing but arrest them when they flee? We fled Texas, and if they want to arrest me, Go ahead. I'm ready to be arrested.
What? That's Freonna Thompson. She's one of the heretics who left Texas rather than do her job. Now she hails herself as a hero, a slave, an embarrassment to the country. That's how I characterize what the Texas representatives have done. Now they got the COVID-19 virus. Six of them do. They infected Nancy Pelosi's staff. They might have gotten the vice president. Their message has been trampled on by themselves.
Number one.
Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially.
The gain of function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That is not.
Get away from it, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Yes, that was Dr. Fauci versus Rand Paul. Don't kid yourself by reading the coverage. This was a knockout. It's just a matter of time until Fauci falls to the canvas. He can't handle we're about to find out, and that is the truth about what they were doing and what we're all finding out about this pandemic and how irresponsible the NIH, which he heads up, is. And joining me now is Adam Carolla. He's got the best podcast in the country. He's got a new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, Navigating Our All Woke No Joke Culture. And he's also part of a special hosted by Dan Bongino, Canceled in the USA. And you got his podcast. He's a busy guy, and he's a self-made man. Adam Carolla, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Brad.
Adam, right away, we talked about you this morning on what you put up on your feed, on your Twitter feed. And that is, in California, this is true, if you steal, shoplift under $1,000, you can't be prosecuted. You put video online that looks like we're in a third world nation. People just walking in, stealing stuff, and walking out.
Yeah, I mean, but you have to ask yourself, like, what do we expect? Like, if we tell people, here's what we're going to do in advance, whether it's in San Francisco or it's Los Angeles and it has to do with the, you know, a Target or a Walmart or at the border, if we just go, here's what we're going to do, here's what we're going to enforce, here's what we're not going to enforce, why wouldn't people just exploit that? I mean, isn't that a lesson we've learned? If we tell people we're going to, you know, the cops are going to pull back, well, then if you're a bad guy, wouldn't you move forward? I don't think any of this should be surprising to anybody. It's how humans work. It's how pets work. It's how kids work. You know, if you said your kid, the curfew is 10 o'clock at night, but I'm never going to enforce that. I'm going to bed at 9:30. Wouldn't you expect a percentage of kids just to come back after curfew?
But it doesn't make your video that you posted less shocking. It's just because I can't believe this is happening in this country where criminals are being rewarded or ignored, and people are basically fending for themselves. What I'm heartened by, Adam, is maybe last year since I last talked to you, there's backlash because the reality of defunding the police and defaming the police has resulted in crime running rampant, and people are now going saying, excuse me, can we hire cops again? We're now in Washington, D.C., they're saying, let's give them some overtime if they need it. We need to get our streets safe. They're not dare saying defund the police that in many sane circles anymore. Are you heartened by that at all? I think we might have lost him. Yeah, we'll probably pull him back. Where he is in Los Angeles, too, which I also want to talk about, because in Los Angeles, I know because a member of my family was just out there and is coming back today, they're wearing masks again indoors. Doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. And if you also see the other big problem, they have a sheriff that says we're no longer going to enforce that mask mandate. So that's a little bit of an issue. So we'll work to get Adam back online. So Adam is part of a special called Cancel the USA. We'll talk to Dan Bongino tonight at 7 o'clock about that on Fox News primetime. So Adam, I was just heartened by the fact that you see some backlash. People starting to appreciate cops a little bit. Are you seeing that all in Los Angeles right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you go too far in one direction, there's going to be a backlash. I don't know why we have to go too far in one direction in order to learn our lesson every time. But once we go too far in one direction, then there's some pushback. And all the politicians do is lick their finger and figure out which way the wind is blowing. So a year ago, the wind was blowing toward defunding the police. So the coward politician said, oh, OK, that's which way the wind is blowing. We'll defund the police. That's what people are saying. Now they're licking their finger. They're putting it in the air and they're realizing the wind has changed direction. And so now magically the politicians who wanted to defund the police are saying, we never wanted to defund the police. They're saying it with a straight face as if it happened 100 years ago versus 6 months ago. And a lot of them are changing course.
So, Adam, your book comes out and you talk about being fearless. You're basically in your own business. You're not really depending on people, just listeners and viewers and people to pay tickets and watch you do stand-up. Are you uncancelable?
I don't know if anyone is you can always be canceled with your own audience. You know, if you started saying things that were insane to your audience, then you could cancel yourself with your audience. But in terms of how we classically think of being canceled, we think of a parent corporation, a network or a studio pulling the plug. From that regard, I'm uncancelable, and I saw this stuff coming 10 years ago, so I started diversifying my portfolio because I had this feeling that this is the way the wind was blowing, especially in Hollywood.
Right, where people really, corporations can't stand by you or they choose not to stand by you. So you said, I'm going to do this thing called podcasting. Now everyone feels as though they're capable of doing something, and you were the first to break out and you still remain on top. So why was it important or okay with you to participate in this special on Fox Nation?
Well, anytime someone wants me to, you know, raise my voice about cancel culture, I'm more than happy to do it because it's something that's near and dear to my heart. So I work in Hollywood. I've seen it happen to a lot of people I've worked with. I know all the stories, you know, but if you live and work in Hollywood, you live in the epicenter of cancel culture. The people that make the most noise about McCarthyism are practicing a latter-day version of McCarthyism as we speak.
I still don't know why you're there, why you haven't pulled the Joe Rogan and pulled up stakes. But, Adam, I got to bring up to a cut from that special. Gilbert Gottfried, you know him. You do stand-up as well. He has done for years. Listen to him.
When I hear about another person getting in trouble now, I always think, oh, thank God them and not me. Because I've been through it a few times.
Gilbert Gottfried, the voice of Aladdin's irritating bird, Iago, has made a career out of offending his audience.
That's why.
For years, he voiced the screechy Aflac duck.
Aflac?
In the immediate aftermath of a tsunami, Gilbert took to Twitter to share his usual offensive comedy.
Japan is really advanced. They don't go to the beach comes to them.
After that, Gottfried became, he claims, one of the first entertainers to feel the speed and force of an online cancellation mob.
So that's a typical edgy comedian comment. They thought insensitive. He was canceled, lost a bunch of gigs. It's scary, right?
Yes. And, you know, Gilbert's an equal opportunity offender. I did the Hugh Hefner roast on Comedy Central with Gilbert literally 10 days after 9/11. In New York City, and he was making 9/11 jokes. Now, you can say, that doesn't sit well with me, or I don't like the taste that leaves in my mouth, but that's what he does.
Yep.
He takes tragedy, and he makes jokes about it, and traditionally, that's what comedians do. I don't get why we're trying to go after comedians. I mean, you know, school principals and airline pilots, maybe. But comedians make jokes and they make people uncomfortable. And sometimes when you're uncomfortable, you do the most thinking. So I think comedians are supposed to make you uncomfortable. And that's where the thinking and the conversation takes place.
You were able to do something else, but besides going on stage, have you noticed comedians checking themselves on stage? When you talk to these guys and the women that do stand up, when you guys, before you go on, are you saying, I'm getting rid of this, I have to get rid of this material, I can't afford to be canceled, I can't get a club owner telling me I can't book you anymore?
Yeah, Yeah, I had a. It's true. I've seen it happen. I think it's the death of creativity. Whether you're telling a joke, writing a song, or painting a painting, you don't want the artist to stop and think, what are people going to think of this painting when I'm done? Or what are they going to think of this song when I'm done? Or this joke? Like, how am I going to be judged for this? So the worst place you can be creatively is up in your head. You know what I mean? Like, just imagine you're at a dinner party and you have something to say. Maybe it's something funny or witty or interesting. And right before you say it, you think, how's this going to go over? Am I going to be asked to leave this dinner party? Is this going to be good? Will I be able to finish my entree? And at a certain point, you think, screw it. I'm not even going to say what I was going to say, which is kind of the point we're getting to now, which, of course, just stifles creativity and it stifles conversation.
Yeah, the one guy that doesn't get stifled much is you. And lastly, I know I'm putting you in an odd spot because every late night host is a friend of yours, but there was a column in the New York Times, Who Broke Stephen Colbert, after Jon Stewart went out and said the Wuhan lab, of course it came from the Wuhan lab. Stephen Colbert got so upset he actually tried to stop, according to the writer, and what I saw, I agree, Jon Stewart from going forward, and we know they're best friends. So I want you to hear, he wrote, Who Broke Stephen Colbert, and who really broke late-night TV? They're not laughing anymore. They're now clapping. What happened to the equal opportunity offender late-night host? Here's what the writer said.
Mainstream comedy has evolved, especially when it comes to public affairs, from becoming liberal to becoming party line.
Do you agree with that? When you watch late-night television, is it party line?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's going on. If you host a late night show, you're involved with a late night show, the biggest important subject you have is bookings. Are you going to get George Clooney on your show or are you going to get Scott Baio on your show? It's all about bookings, right? So think about the politics of some of the biggest actors and biggest stars. You know, you want Hillary Clinton, you want the royal family, you want Prince Harry, you know, you want
Ben Affleck.
You want Affleck. You want Barbara Streisand. Well, if you want those people, and you imagine just getting up there and going, I voted for Donald Trump. I like his policies. You would never book another one of those celebrities ever again.
I agree with everything you said. I'm just saying that that was the case forever, I thought. Well, Carson would not worry about it. Reagan was his friend. He'd insult him. He made fun of Jimmy Carter, and he still got the best bookings. And he was going against Joey Bishop, and he was going against Merv Griffin for a while and Dick Cavett. And they still were able to exist and be funny.
Right. Well, obviously, that was pre, you know, that's back when everyone was an American first and a politician second. You know what I mean? That's where you were an American first and a Democrat second, or an American first and a Republican second. And now everyone's political affiliation is first, and the American may not be in the top five. So now that things have shifted, and again, you're trying to book A-list talent, why would you even take the chance of going down that road if it could impact your bookings to even 10%?
It's hard. You kind of sold your comedy soul to get that show, I guess. Adam Carolla has not. He's the host of the Adam Carolla podcast. He's going to be on Canceled in the USA with Dan Bongino. And Adam Carolla's book is I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, Navigating Our All-Woke, No-Joke Culture. Adam, always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, go get him. Back with Martha McCallum in just a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn, Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Mike, I understand you need the park.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from Pennsylvania looking for a new pet to adopt and found just what she was looking for makes today's Dean's List. Aisha Neves was going to a local shelter to look for a dog to add to her family. When she arrived, she couldn't believe her eyes. Among the adoptable pets was the face of her beloved dog she lost more than 2 years ago. At first, she couldn't believe her missing pit bull Rottweiler Kuvo was at the shelter. But as she came closer, she spotted a facial scar that confirmed it was true. Aisha first brought Kuvo home in 2014 when he was a pup. 2 years later, he escaped. They looked, but couldn't find him. As it turns out, Kuvo was found in someone's yard and brought to the Humane Society, where he was adopted by another family. This past June, the family had to give him up, but that's when fate took over. Aisha found proof of ownership, paid the adoption fee, and Kuvo was back. It didn't take long for the dog to remember his family. Now that he's home, Aisha says their heart and their family is whole again. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preached the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We have a good supply, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. With COVID restrictions dropping left and right, many are looking to get back to the activities they've missed over the last year and a half during the pandemic. One of those is concerts, but concerns about being in close quarters, standing shoulder to shoulder with other fans, may stop some. A preliminary study in Paris, though, says there's a minimal risk of contracting COVID at a concert if you're wearing a mask. They set up a test concert with the French band Indochine. 5,000 people took tests before attending and didn't practice social distancing during the show. There was also a control group of 2,500 who stayed home. The results? The concertgoers faced a 0.2% infection rate and the control group 0.15. To recap, though, it's a preliminary study and hasn't been in a medical journal peer review yet. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That makes you think.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back. Got a couple of minutes with Martha McCallum. Martha, you're excited to do your show at 3. Can you still focus on being on our show?
I believe I can.
You can?
I believe I can, and I believe there might even be more to know from being here, and that will be beneficial in the long run.
For you.
Yeah, for me.
Because it widens your swath of possible things on your show.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got a couple of minutes here. Adam Carolla just talked about why late-night television is just as party-centric. Mm. What happened to the bipartisanship on late-night? He said it's all about bookings. Do you agree with that?
I do. You know what? I loved Johnny Carson, right? I mean, you never knew where Johnny Carson stood on anything, and he was universally funny to everybody. He also had a self-deprecating nature that it was humbling. We see absolutely zero of that, and I think it's really sad. I really do think it's sad. If anything, America needs a place to go where you can feel like there's some sort of neutrality, and it's a safe place for everybody to have fun and to make fun of the things that we all can sort of, you know, commonly make fun of. I have no problem with people pushing buttons, but the fact that it's so one-sided is problematic. It really is.
Did you read the story, and I know you know him, who broke Stephen Colbert?
No, I didn't.
In the New York Times.
Yeah, I think I read a bit of that, yeah.
Yeah, it was the National Review?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it just said, basically, the writer almost feels bad for him. He said he can't even possibly go against doctrine, Democratic doctrine.
It's a tough position, I think, that a lot of them find themselves in. I also think it's so fascinating to me. I think the person who completely changed the narrative on the Wuhan virus and the fact that it may have come from the lab was Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart went on Stephen Colbert's show and said, what are you kidding me? Like, we have to look at the lab. It's literally right down the street from the wet market. And suddenly you had all of this slow roll opening to the idea that, well, maybe it did come from the lab. From everybody from Dr. Fauci, Dr. Collins, well, we're open to that now. Thank you, Jon Stewart.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with cast members of Steven Soderbergh's star-filled HBO Max crime thriller No Sudden Move. The film stars Don Cheadle, Benicio Del Toro, Brendan Fraser, Bill Duke, Kieran Culkin, as well as Noah Jupe and Frankie Shaw, who spoke about how much they enjoyed the mystery of it all.
You know, there was so much kind of mystery around what was going on and who was telling the truth, who wasn't.
It's not spoon-fed to you. It's ambiguous on purpose, and it's confusing or complicated or complex on purpose. That's the whole point, like life is.
The film follows criminals stealing what they think is a simple document, leading to a high-stakes mystery of who hired them. The thriller is set in 1954 Detroit. John Hamm spoke about how it's shining a light on another aspect of the story.
Mostly it was really learning about the development of the catalytic converter and what the technology was, and the real heart of American history and American culture that developed the car culture in the post-World War II era.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. It's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country has ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happens then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music. Journey fans are ready to do this. Journey's newly revamped lineup will perform at the 2021 edition of Chicago's annual Lollapalooza Festival, according to guitarist Neil Sean. Saying he was dying to get on stage again, Sean broke the news to rock DJ legend Eddie Trunk back in December, then reconfirmed the news this week with a tweet saying, "Chicago, it's on. See you there at Lollapalooza." A video from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot confirmed that the festival would return to the city's Grant Park this year after being forced by the COVID-19 pandemic to convert to online performances in 2020. Trunk mentioned to Sean that Journey were an unusual choice for the largely alternative hip-hop and electronic music-minded festival during their December interview. The guitarist replied, "I can guarantee you with the new blood in the band, when we get together for 2 weeks of rehearsals before that show, we will be the new alternative." Laura Engel, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Fox tries to pass off their anti-vax segments as being about freedom. Take Fox and Friend and contestant on Jeopardy realizing he spelled his own name wrong. Brian Kilmeade. On Monday, Kilmeade defended unvaccinated people who want to defy mask mandates.
If you didn't get a vaccination, that's your choice. Right. And if you did, like I did and they did and maybe you did, then you should not wear a mask. And if you didn't, if you want to go cliff diving this weekend, you don't have to check with me. It seems a little dangerous, but I'm not going to judge you. And if you go ahead and put yourself in danger, if you feel as though this is not something for you, don't do it. But don't affect my life.
99% of the people who are dying from COVID are unvaccinated.
That's so their choice.
So the brown-haired guy believes that being unvaccinated and maskless is the same as being a thrill seeker who jumps off of cliffs. Well, that analogy does work if you first strap that cliff jumper to a group of old people.
I don't even know. I'm listening to
tell me brown-haired guy.
Right. So I know you put it off the spot, but I mean, for that to be a late-night joke, I don't even understand it. And it's something that you would see on a news show, and that's on, I think CNN did 20 minutes on it the other day, and they did something on Laura Ingraham for an hour, and did Sean Hannity mean it when he said that? Does it surprise you that these networks are obsessed with what we think?
Well,
should I be giving medical advice to people?
No, of course you shouldn't be giving medical advice to people. The thing that really strikes me when you sort of take a step back on all of this, right, is that you look at the vaccine process, the process of getting this vaccine in the first place, which is something that I think there was, you know, a lot of understandable enthusiasm for across this network, you know, we were hoping, like I think most Americans were hoping, that there would be a vaccine that would come in a timely manner. We were told there's no way. It's going to take 3 or 4 years to get a vaccine. It's going to, you know, really be a long process. And if it comes really soon, there's going to likely, there could possibly be something wrong with it. It was, you know, they said that the president, President Trump was pushing this through, that he was putting pressure on people at the CDC, putting pressure on people at the pharmaceutical companies to get it through. So then they get it through, right? And they test it and they decide to give it emergency authorization through the FDA. And now suddenly, you know, there's this all in, right, by an enormous part of the media that, okay, now everyone should get it. And if you don't get it, there's something wrong with you. There's something sick about you. You know, the fact of the matter
is, especially when we have Kamala Harris on the record, if Donald Trump gave me this vaccine, I would not.
She said she wouldn't trust it, you know, and that really, that also laid down a lot of foundation of
people
being concerned about it.
That eliminates you from actually telejudging anybody.
You know, I think that that's a very fair point. The fact of the matter is that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm vaccinated. My husband's vaccinated. I wanted to get it. Excuse me. I wanted to get it as soon as I possibly could. I find it really liberating, and I think it's a really good idea for most people. However, every person has a different health makeup and considerations that they have to put in. And I don't think that it should be mandatory. I mean, I talked to Randy Weingarten, you know, a couple months back and said, are they going to make it mandatory for school children? And she said, no. Now, I don't know if the tune's going to change on that now that we're getting closer to going back to school again. And I don't know. I can easily see this materializing into something that is going to prevent kids from going back to school again with this Delta virus, Delta variant.
Well, I love what the New York Post said about the Delta variant. They said, hey, relax. The cases are up, but the deaths and hospitalizations are down.
Yes.
So we're beating it. It's called living with it. Number two is, I don't know what's worse. People say, well, we're going to get the kids back at school. Okay, what distance? What plexiglass? How long? Number two is, I don't want a two-year-old in up wearing a mask. They don't even bring up the child psychologist who knows that kids can't see fear, they can't see shame, they can't see happiness, sadness for over a year now. So are you going to retard their emotional wealth because you think you have a hunch that two and up can carry the virus when nothing statistically says they will? In fact, Marty McCrory, just to play into that for a second, said the same thing to me yesterday. On top of that, Rand Paul said this last night. Cut eight.
There's no science to have kids in masks. No kids should be wearing masks in America at this point. The death rate is less than the seasonal flu for children. We should treat it like the seasonal flu for children, and we should treat it like the serious illness that it is for those who are older, particularly over 65.
It really is case closed. And the thing is, you have not spent the money to study kids, how much they've gotten it. Statistically, zero. And then Marty McCrory also said yesterday that the Johns Hopkins did a study. They have $80 billion in NIH, $40 billion given to grants, $41 billion left, and only 0.04% is spent on COVID research. Are you crazy?
Which is incredible. And I had a conversation with him about this as well. One of the things that is the most undiscussed element of all of this is, what is the impact of someone who has antibodies from having had COVID?
Nobody
looks at that. How long are they protected, right? One study from the Cleveland Clinic shows at least 10 months, right? You know, this is an issue that, and the Cleveland Clinic also did a study, 55,000 people in the Cleveland Clinic. They tested people who had COVID and they tested people who hadn't had COVID. And then they tested people who are vaccinated and not vaccinated. Basically, the most vulnerable population of all was someone who had never had COVID and didn't get vaccinated. That's a mistake, right? That's somebody who needs some protection from a vaccine. The people who had COVID but didn't get vaccinated were as protected as the people who hadn't had it and got vaccinated.
So let me ask you this.
And we need more data on this. We need to understand this better. And why isn't the CDC spending their money and time and the 30,000 people that work there helping us figure out the power of these antibodies versus the vaccine? This is a huge issue, especially for young people.
That is a great point. And they're not interested. They're not interested.
No.
For example, I know you have to show up and make an appointment to get a test. I know if I have to get a rapid test or another test, I know where to go. Why don't I know where to go to get an antibody test?
Exactly.
Why don't I know where to go? Why don't you want me? Why is that never figured into herd immunity or how many people are vaccinated? Every day on the New York Times, 50% of the country's got double shots, 18 and up. Okay, 60%, 18 and up. One has one. Okay, why don't I see
how many infected have antibodies, roughly, that we could say conservatively, right, 6 months.
And the point of the Cleveland Clinic study was that they said, look, we have so many countries around the world where they have no vaccines at all.
Give it to
so
them. The like Japan, have, where the Olympics is.
So the people who have the antibodies, at least they said, you know, we're not saying they should never get vaccinated. They should probably get vaccinated eventually. That would probably be a good idea for them, says the Cleveland Clinic, not me. But they said, let's get this vaccine one shot as much as we can all around the world. That might have prevented this Delta variant if we had better antibody testing in this country. But you know what, Brian? I guess people can't make enough money off of antibody testing. That would be one of my guesses. Just the value of having had the virus. It's, you know, a lot of people got sick from it, obviously. But then they had antibodies, and some people didn't even feel sick and have antibodies. And we just need to know more about it. That's all I'm saying.
Did you talk to a lot of people that gotten vaccinated who had it before and got really sick?
I have heard that anecdotally. Yes, yeah. I have.
Yeah. I would love to find out that. Because a lot of people got the shot, they never even knew they had it, and they end up bent down on their back for 2 days.
And they're trying to figure out.
And before I got the Pfizer shot, before I went, I'm like saying to myself, if this is really bad, can I be off tomorrow? And I had to schedule it for a Friday because I'd rather not miss a day.
Exactly.
And I asked the people there, I go, I heard if you switch arms, it'll be bad. And she laughed.
Yeah.
She goes, that's not true.
But it's a very good point. And the other thing that I've heard from several doctors is that, you know, if you've had COVID, maybe one shot is the best combination for you. Why aren't we doing more tests on the value of one shot in people who had COVID before? These are things that would be helpful to know. That's all I'm saying. I'd like to have better studies done on this. There's this really interesting Cleveland Clinic one, which I encourage people to read. It's only one study. I don't know if it's definitive, but this is what we need to know.
I'll ask this question. Tell me what your curiosity level is. Why haven't we heard more about Regeneron? Why haven't we heard therapeutics? We hear the hydroxychloroquine was prematurely sidelined, and we hear that the study shows that it's effective. Why aren't we hearing more about success stories that happen? You walk out with the antibodies, and you walk out of a hospital. Why aren't we hearing about that? If I made Regeneron for a living, or I invested in the company that made it, the name eludes me at this moment, I would be pushing that. I could save them once they're sick.
Right.
Or
there's also monoclonal antibodies that I think it's Eli Lilly.
Why don't we hear more about that?
I wondered this when we were having such a hard time beating this thing, you know, in like early January when the vaccines were just rolling out and the numbers were not good. Why, I kept asking this, why aren't we hearing more about these treatments that were these breakthrough treatments? We know for a fact individuals who responded extremely well to them, including the president. So I don't understand why they weren't they're really expensive, I think, for one thing. But I think, you know, doctors weren't recommending them enough. It's a really great question. It's a really great question.
When we come back, Martha will exclusively tell us what's on her show. Did you say it already? No, you haven't. No, you told it to me in the break.
I did.
So I had an exclusive story, and I didn't report it, which is bad on my part.
That's a tease.
Right. Fantastic. It is a tease. And Martha will do that. Her show starts at 3 o'clock today. And we'll also find out, maybe, if it is indeed the case that Martha needs to know more.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teenager from Omaha who organized a blood drive on behalf of her little sister makes today's Dean's List. Eden Jackson knows how important it is to donate blood because a few months ago, Eden's six-year-old sister Violet was diagnosed with B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Part of her treatment at Omaha's Children's Hospital was to receive blood transfusions. Eden's mom Wendy says she's thankful that blood was available for Violet and wanted to pay it forward so she herself gave blood too. Her other daughter, 16-year-old Eden, saw what her sister was going through and wanted to get even more people involved to help others, so she's been organizing community blood drives with the American Red Cross. Her efforts are needed right now because across the U.S., blood supplies are critically low due to the pandemic. Eden's blood drive was a huge success, with many coming out to support the cause. Eden, thank you for raising awareness, and Violet, we're praying for your good health to continue. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with James Corden, who returns with the vocal stylings of Peter Rabbit for the sequel, Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, which is in theaters now.
You just raised your voice just a tiny bit. Then he magically appears.
Corden spoke about the voice booth fun of the gig compared to other roles.
What you have here is a completely free environment. You're not stopping down for hair and makeup and lights and moves and all those things. And you're wearing sweatpants. And really, you just do the film.
The movie follows Peter in the big city where he takes his mischievous reputation to heart. It includes a moral of not letting anyone tell you who you are, which James says is important for audiences of all ages.
At one point, if you keep telling a child, like they tell Peter, that you're naughty and you're mischievous and you're bad, we as humans, and particularly children, go, okay, well, that's who I am then, and that's who I'll be. The great thing about this film is that it really teaches, well, you're going to make mistakes. And the mistake isn't the thing. It's who you are after that mistake.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
There's a chance that this was created in a lab. There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, if there's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
There's
a
novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed the turtle. The only coronavirus we have is in Wuhan.
Yes.
Where they have a lab called, what's the lab called again, Stephen?
The Wuhan novel coronavirus lab.
I believe that's the case.
And now, how long have you worked for Senator Ron Johnson?
Let me tell you something.
So he is almost panicking, and that's the premise of the story. He's almost panicking that Jon Stewart's going against doctrine. We're not supposed to blow up the lab. That's the crazy Donald Trump followers. Martha McCallum here.
Well, that's why I showed that clip on my show yesterday, because I do think it was a turning point. I think that Jon Stewart was looking at it in, you know, just a pretty honest manner that a lot of people had also, you know.
Every day
like,
for
you know,
a year?
I mean, Tom Cotton, for example, said it on day one. I remember people looking at Tom Cotton like he was absolutely out of his mind, right? He's like, well, down the street from the wet market is the Wuhan Institute of Virology,
where the military has a presence.
Right. But when he said that, it was like blocked on social media. It was called a conspiracy theory, a debunked conspiracy theory. Right.
Right.
But then Jon Stewart comes out and says it. And I give him credit because I think he was, you know, speaking just logically
right.
in his mind by of his assessment of what did and didn't make sense, at least in terms of what needed to be deeply investigated. And I think it was a turning point. I think then after that, you started to hear more pressure on Fauci and Collins and questions asked to them, and you started to hear more from people who were part of that State Department investigation, and Dr. Stephen Quay and other people who said, you know what, when we looked at that, the breakdown of this, the makeup of this virus, it looked a lot more like the viruses that were created in labs and a lot less like the viruses that we see transmitted naturally.
And we see those stories come out, and then we see the scientists working at the lab that ended up getting what seems to be the virus in the Wall Street Journal. That story came out, and that's kind of interesting. And then we find out that Peter Daszak's been removed from that group. And he was the one saying, it's not the lab, it's not the lab, it's not the lab, and even said it on 60 Minutes. Yeah. Do you realize John Stewart had more power than 60 Minutes? Yet Leslie Stahl was flabbergasted about this whole story, was listening to Jamie Metzl, a common guest now on this show. So having said all that, that spurred this National Review story about late night television, Stephen Colbert in particular. And then I had this reporter on, and I thought he did a great job breaking down what happened on late night television.
Before Stewart and The Daily Show, mainstream network comedy basically joked about whatever was happening. They would tell jokes about Republican presidents. They would tell jokes about Democratic presidents. Stewart with The Daily Show, he's a basically liberal guy. So his Daily Show, which got a lot of play, it mostly came from a liberal perspective. It mostly made fun of Republicans or conservatives. But at the same time, Stewart was a liberal guy, but if he saw his own side screwing up, or if he saw something that was absurd, he would make a joke about it. But over time, mainstream comedy has evolved, especially when it comes to public affairs, from becoming liberal to becoming party line.
And I agree with that.
I do,
John Stewart, but the reason I watched, because he would go and say the absurdity.
That's exactly my thought. I think that one of the best things about comedy, or people who are sort of observing the social and political condition in America, is when they're totally unpredictable. That's what makes it really interesting. And that's what I think, unfortunately, we've lost a lot of across the board in some of these shows. You know, what you want is also the ability to sort of laugh at, like, all of us together, right? And, you know, it provides something, I think, that is a great relief for the country. And it also recognizes that we are more similar than different in this country. And there's so many common things. That's the genius of Jerry Seinfeld, for example, that he just sort of like helps us relate to the things that we all laugh about in ourselves and the common humanity that we can poke fun at.
And who's on your show today?
Well, I'm going to talk to Rand Paul today about his run-in with Dr. Fauci. We've followed this pretty closely over the course of their interactions. And I think these are questions that absolutely need to be asked. I know Dr. Fauci felt very affronted in this moment, and Rand Paul is no shrinking violet. There's no doubt about it. So we're going to see where he's going to take it from here when we talk to him at 3 o'clock.
Well, that'll be good. Find out now if there's more to know.
More to know.
Eric Swalwell spent thousands of his campaign dollars on booze and limo services. Campaign dollars. There's also pictures of him shirtless in UAE during the pandemic. What's this guy thinking, Martha McCallum?
You know, I've always said, I mean, I would never give any money to a campaign because I'm a reporter, but I don't understand why anybody does, because this is the kind of stuff that happens, honestly. It's like, and they say, oh, well, there's nothing nefarious about his expenditures. This is okay what he did, but, you know, I mean, if you're going to give money to a campaign, your hard-earned money, I would suggest you take a look at this.
Well, I guess so. You know, I once bought a Trump ornament for a big Trump fan on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I got written up in the Washington Post for giving a campaign donation. I did not even know it was a Trump site. That's a big deal. Why is this not a big deal? Plus, he was dating a Chinese spy.
Oh, well, we're not. Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about that.
Oh,
that story disappeared. Didn't you hear about that?
Live?
I tried
Allison,
so hard to get him to come on and talk and do an actual interview on that topic, because he used to come on my show a lot, but I guess he didn't want to answer any questions about that.
Next, I watched this. Did you watch this? It looks as though the Milwaukee Bucks are champions for the first time since 1971. 50 points by Giannis. I think this guy is fantastic. And I love that Milwaukee won. He didn't demand a trade. The Midwest finally gets some respect.
Good for the Bucks.
Next, Olympics.
Yes.
U.S. national team, women's team, lost 3-0 to Sweden. Their greatest loss in ever, perhaps. Mm. I'm going to add something to that. According to stills they were allowed to see from Japan, both sides took a knee during the national anthem.
Yeah, that's sad. That is very sad. I don't know what's going on.
What a terrible start. Are they telling America not to watch?
I mean, and look at what's happening in our cities, in this country, right? So, exactly, I'd love for them to exactly define for me what it is that they are taking the knee for in these Olympics. I just find it absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, I have no problem with people protesting and speaking their mind, but, you know, the whole point of the Olympics, I mean, didn't you learn this in grade school? It's like that, you know, Athens and Sparta put aside their differences and got together and, you know, and represented their countries and their athletics, and it's supposed to be a time to put that aside.
But that was before we had video and stuff, or else I'd watch that instead.
You think they were taking a knee too?
Yeah, they might have been, Martha. We don't know.
I am Spartacus.
Yes, that is true. I'm not sure if he said that during the Olympics, but watch Martha at 3, and I'll be on at 7. Back in a moment. Not really.
Message and data rates may apply. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir said, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRosper. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is considering inviting Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, one of 10 House Republicans to vote to impeach former President Trump, to join her select committee to investigate the January 6th riot amid a standoff with House GOP leaders over their picks for the panel. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that Pelosi erred when she refused to allow Jim Banks and Jim Jordan a seat.
You know, the minority has as its prerogative the right to pick its own committee members. It's always been that way in the Congress. I really, if I was capable of being shocked any more, I would have been shocked seeing that. You just can't do that. And, of course, it's going to bounce back and hurt the Democrats.
On the Hugh Hewitt Show, Talent says he's disappointed in how the Speaker is conducting the business of the House.
I mean, I mourn at what I'm seeing happening to that institution. I actually have some respect for it, having served there, and I liked it. And it's just wrong to do that.
Pandemic restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships are no longer in place under the latest ruling by a federal appeals court. While the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention try to fight a Florida lawsuit challenging the regulations. Questions still raised about plans for President Biden's son to sell his artwork for tens of thousands of dollars.
The White House has established an arrangement that would allow Hunter Biden to sell artwork without knowing the identity of the purchaser. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
"We believe this is a reasonable system that has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within appropriate safeguards."
Even though buyers will remain anonymous, some government ethics experts are still troubled and have raised concerns that buyers could try to gain influence with the president. Greg Clugston, The White House.
You can always check out more news and read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
According to a letter sent to several Republican members of Congress, the Justice Department decided not to open a civil rights investigation into government-run nursing homes in New York over their COVID response.
Under the Trump administration, the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division requested data last August from four states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, about the number of COVID-19 infections and deaths in public nursing homes. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's a Democrat, had previously accused the Trump administration of initiating the investigation for only political reasons. Just under 16,000 people have died in nursing homes and assisted living residences in New York. The state's original death count had been a lot lower because it had excluded thousands of people who got infected in nursing homes but died in hospitals. I'm Shelley Adler.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An armed suspect in Houston stole an ambulance on Friday and did it while a patient and firefighter were still inside.
The suspect is accused of running the ambulance off the road. Then a firefighter behind the wheel was forced out of the ambulance at gunpoint and left on the side of the road. A patient and another firefighter were in the back of the vehicle at the time. Authorities said they used GPS to track down the ambulance. The armed suspect was taken into custody without incident. Patrick Frost reporting.
A grand jury indicted three California residents in connection with a scheme aimed at bilking taxpayers out of about $1.5 million in fraudulent unemployment benefits. The kick is two of the suspects were already behind bars and allegedly running the scam from inside the jailhouse. All three are now facing conspiracy to commit mail fraud and aggravated identity theft charges. You can always find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice.
Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. So glad you're here. Morgan Ortega is going to join us shortly, former State Department spokesperson, also a veteran. J.D. Vance at the bottom of the hour, one of the hottest senatorial candidates in the country. He wants to replace Senator Portman in Ohio. And I don't have to tell that to WHIO listeners. He's also the author of Hillbilly Elegy. He's going to be with us. And we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. I know you have a lot to say, and especially from the Midwest, where they're still celebrating the Milwaukee Bucks championship, first one since 1971. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It seems like every day there is a new scandal officials here are having to deal with. In this latest incident, the director of opening ceremonies, Kentaro Kobayashi, has been forced to step down. He's accused of making fun of the Holocaust in a comedy skit that aired back in 1998.
Wow, that's a long time ago. Staggering starts of the Tokyo Games. As athletes led by Americans take a knee prior to their contest. 80-plus test positive for COVID-19. Fans are banned and scandals get three officials fired. And we have not even had the opening ceremonies yet. Have we lost our American way, I ask you? Not if George Foreman can help it. You'll hear from Big George soon.
Number two.
This drunken spending binge Democrats have been on for the last 6 months is having a real effect on inflation. It's increasing the cost of everything we buy because they're spending money like crazy. They're paying people not to work. It's all borrowed money. It's increasing inflation, and I think people across the country get that.
But we're still printing it and spending it. The spending surge as inflation rises. Democratic pollsters are alarmed because Americans are angry about the rise in prices on just about everything we use. What does this mean for the nonpartisan stand under infrastructure bill and the partisan infrastructure bill? One will probably pass. The next one will be jammed down our throats. Printing money we don't have for things Democrats need will actually only raise inflation.
Number one.
The CDC is going to say that what we should do is everyone over the age of, under the age of 12 should probably be wearing a mask in school. That's probably what's going to happen.
Are you nuts? Are you crazy? Remasking vaccinated America? That's what President Biden will tell the CDC to tell us to do. Mark my words. We have to take a stand for ourselves and our businesses. Vaccinated and unvaccinated, we made our own decisions. Sadly, despite a statistically small chance of getting the virus, the people that have no say are kids. And they're going to mandate masks for kids. What a joke. Morgan Ortegas joins us now, former State Department spokesperson. Morgan, always great to hear from you.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Get ready for pandemic part two. Is that what the world is doing?
Well, when you look around the world, I mean, it's interesting. Some places are starting to open up. Travel to Europe is actually open. I have some friends that are headed there right now, headed to France. So Croatia has been open to Americans for a while. So listen, you can't live in a pandemic environment for forever. Especially a lot of countries in Europe, allies and friends, are dependent on tourist revenue. So I think you're going to continue to see the countries taking precautions like requiring specific COVID-19 tests or requiring proof of vaccination or both, right? So that they can allow as many travelers as possible to continue.
All right, I've got to bring you to one of your area of expertise. First, disturbing news about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Joe Biden evidently bucked a lot of his staff and said, we're going to let the Russians finish it and the Germans complete it, and they'll use it. It bypasses Poland, it bypasses the Ukraine, and it gives natural gas and oil to our allies we're paid to protect. We actually pay to protect, I should say. We offered a deal where we would give them the natural gas they need. We'd work out something on the price. Instead, Joe Biden finishes the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Tim Kaine, Democrat, upset by it. Jeanine Shaheen, Democrat, upset by it. Ben Cardin, upset by it. Why is this something he wants to do? Can you help me?
I can't figure it out. I mean, and his senior State Department officials have also leaked their displeasure, right? That people within the administration are distancing themselves from him on this decision. It makes no sense, right? You're giving Russia, not just for the next 2 years, you know, potentially generationally, you're making Europeans dependent on Russian gas. You're looking at our allies like Poland, like Ukraine, who are incredibly worried about the
the geopolitical instability that this will cause for them. I hate to say this because we do this a lot, but I can only imagine if we had done this under Donald Trump. And then on top of it, you know, reportedly the Biden administration told the Ukrainians not to talk to Congress about it, not to tell them about, you know, the decision. And so it is the weakest stance.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry. What do you mean by that? Don't lobby Congress on your behalf because they're bypassed?
So this is from Politico, and this is from several reporters in Politico that I worked with, Betsy Woodruff, Alex Ward. These are tough, you know, reporters who, you know, it's not like some right-wing blog reported this, right? These are mainstream reporters from Politico that said that the Ukrainians basically said the Biden administration told them do not go to Congress and tell them about the deal that the United States and Germany are making on Nord Stream 2. Don't complain about it, that sort of thing. And it's pretty, listen, it never ends well in an administration whenever you tell someone, but don't tell Congress what we're doing, right? That sort of never ends well.
Right. Morgan, the other thing is they're going to give them money to help them with transition to green energy. Can you imagine the arrogance?
Well, it also, if climate change, you know, Mike Pompeo says this a lot, right? There's something that is the guide point of every administration. For us in the Trump administration, our guide point, the thing that founded all of our principles and all of our policies was America first, right? Is this in the best interest of America? That's how we looked at every policy that we pursued around the world. The organizing principle for the Biden administration is climate change. And everything that they look to do around the world is based off the fact that climate change is an existential threat to the United States and the world. If that's the case, if that's your organizing principle, how in the world do you support this? Forget the geopolitical instability and the fact that you're propping up the Russians. How do you support this pipeline? There's nothing clean about the energy about this pipeline. It flies in the face against everything that they claim they stand for.
It's unbelievable. So Afghanistan, Presser, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Secretary of Defense, trying to put a smiley face on the ridiculous, irresponsible dismount from Afghanistan, saying we've been there too long. General Milley acknowledging as he puts up a map that the Taliban are on the march, even though they're outmanned 300,000 reportedly to 75,000. Cut 33.
I would tell you that as of today, more or less, I guess it's about 212, 213. It's in that range, 200s. The district centers are in Taliban control. It's about half of the 419 that are out there. And what they're trying to do is isolate the major population centers. They're trying to do the same thing to Kabul. And roughly speaking, order of magnitude, a significant amount of territory has been seized over the course of 6, 8, 10 months sort of thing by the Taliban. So strategic momentum appears to be sort of with the Taliban.
You think so? You think they have the momentum?
Yeah, I mean, our intelligence community has also predicted this and saw this coming. And the bottom line is, one of the things that General Austin and General Milley kept pushing yesterday is that they're putting these nodes in place to have over-the-horizon capabilities to launch strikes, attacks, you know, if needed, if al-Qaeda or ISIS reconstitute. I hope that that's accurate. You know, I mean, that's going to be incredibly tough just given the amount of time, for example, it takes to get from Qatar to Afghanistan. I mean, that's still a lengthy flight. It's not like when we left Iraq in 2009 and you had bases all over the region. This is a much longer, much farther over the horizon. So I know that, you know, like Senator Lindsey Graham and others have predicted on your show that this is going to be similar to when President Obama pulled out of Iraq and we just simply had to go back in. And we know the challenge for this, Brian, is that it's going to be much tougher to go back into Afghanistan if we see al-Qaeda or ISIS reconstitute itself. And I think a lot of people are just puzzled why we aren't leaving a small residual counterterrorism force.
Look, we know President Trump started it, and we know the military was able to win him over and say, listen, it's going to be more detrimental to leave massively, and our gains could be done, and al-Qaeda could be back. Senator Graham is one of the people who thought he could convince him to do just what you said. In your estimation, with Mike Pompeo's sway with the president, do you believe that would have been the case?
So there is no doubt that President Trump made it very clear that he wanted to end what he deemed as America's endless wars and that he did not want to leave troops for forever.
But the way that Mike Pompeo and his team negotiated the agreement with the Taliban is that our troops leaving would be conditions based and would be based on the counterterrorism threat on the ground. So you can ask yourself if that counterterrorism threat would ever completely dissipate in order for us to completely pull out troops. I think being a former CIA director, Secretary Pompeo, you know, was always inherently skeptical that there would be such a negligible threat that we could afford to leave entirely. But the point, you know, was, and I think President Trump had the pulse of the American people, that people did want to end the forever wars. But I think there's a difference between doing that and operating a small and agile counterterrorism force to keep the Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda in check.
So General Petraeus said on Monday, I'm going to talk to him tomorrow on Fox News primetime at 7. He said this, not sure, he goes, the situation on the ground is becoming increasingly dire. Not sure they'll take the entire country, but the situation on the ground is becoming problematic. They're now on, if you could just page down, the outer portion of Kabul. So if Kabul would be tougher to take, but they have to choose to fight. A lot of times they're just choosing... A lot of times they're choosing not to fight and to give up to save their lives. They're on the outer portion of Kandahar City right now, arguably the second most important time. I want to pivot, if I can, over to China. Kind of stunned a couple of days ago, the Microsoft hack affected 30,000 businesses, and we were able to rally NATO allies to condemn China. But where are the sanctions? Where's the retribution? Where's the hell to pay? China's message, what is messages China getting? We're going to give you strong words if you try to steal our stuff and take our stuff?
Yeah, well, China's getting the same message that the Russians got. Remember, there's been several high-profile attacks that have emanated from Russian soil, cyber attacks, that is. And what did President Biden do after those attacks? He excused the Putin government. He excused Putin himself and said, well, he didn't really have anything to do with it. The government didn't have anything to do with it. These are cyber actors. Right, but they're cyber terrorists on their soil. And if you don't believe that Putin or Chairman Xi can't control the cyber actors on their soil, then, you know, I got a bridge in Nebraska for you, right? So, so obviously what we should have done And the reason why I'm bringing up Russia is because the Chinese and the Iranians and the North Koreans and whoever else has a cyber capability saw what happened whenever there was big, spectacular attacks on our critical infrastructure in the United States. They saw the president of the United States excuse the government from where these attacks emanated. He didn't demand that the cyber criminals be extradited to the United States. I mean, we didn't see anything publicly other than the fact that they're having some closed-door meetings with the Russians on cyber issues, right? That's the only thing that we've heard. And so you're going to continue to see other nation states do this as long as they think they can get away with it. I mean, remember, this started with China back in the Obama administration whenever the Chinese hacked in and stole all the information from everybody who has a security clearance in the United States, right? The Chinese have that information. And President Obama and Chairman Xi had a press conference and went up before the world and said, and the Chinese said, we agreed not to do this anymore. So, they agreed over 10 years not to do the activity that they've just been caught doing this week. So I think that there needs to be a real open discussion, Brian, about proportionality. We talk about proportionality in warfare, right? You know, if you physically attack with a bomb or whatever, you know, something in a country, there's all these disciplines on how you respond and what's a proportional response. And I think we need to be having that in cyberspace. We need to stop being so quiet about it, pretending like this is a hush thing that we can't talk about it. We can talk about it. If they do this to us, let's do something really public and let's hold them accountable. Let's quit hiding behind, we can't talk about cyber. It's so secretive. Give me a break. They're taking down our critical infrastructure.
Morgan Ortegas, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
When we come back, the Texas lawmakers are beginning to break their exodus filled with COVID-19 and faux pas. Well, two have already left Washington. Back to Texas. That story next.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs three 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
This is Fox on Justice. More than a year after then-President Trump took part in a controversial photo op outside a burned St. John's Church in Lafayette Park, federal judge Dabney Friedrich tossed a lawsuit that pointed the finger at the former commander-in-chief. The American Civil Liberties Union, Black Lives Matter, and other groups sued, arguing Trump, then-Attorney General Bill Barr, and others ordered law enforcement to physically remove protesters so the photo op could take place. On June 9th, the Inspector General for the Department of the Interior found that narrative to be false, and that protesters were cleared so a protective fence could later be installed. The judge's dismissal comes just weeks after the Biden Justice Department moved to dismiss the lawsuit. DOJ claims Trump can't be sued because he was president at the time of the incident. Judge Friedrich, a Trump appointee, did allow the lawsuit to move forward against D.C. police. Her reasoning, the police department is not subject to federal immunity laws. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health, a 15,000-mile walk to honor the daughter he lost to cancer.
I knew I'd make it sooner or later.
Welcome, Dave. Welcome to Houston.
Dave Fleischer is walking across the country and plans to head through all lower 48 states. His daughter, Sarah, died in 2018 at the age of 35 of a rare bile duct cancer known as cholangiocarcinoma.
What I wanted to do was to thank a number of patients and caregivers that were very supportive of Sarah when she was going through her battle, and those people are all over the country.
Fleischer is raising awareness and funds for the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation on its 15-year anniversary through symbolic markers of crystal clear hope.
15,000 miles, 15 patients and caregivers, 15 towns named Hope. The biggest mission, really, is to provide hope to people because there's much more today that can be done.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You're all hypocrites. You're sitting here without masks, and you want a kiss mask.
Adults have access to the vaccine. It's time to let our children resume normal life. See their teachers' and classmates' faces, and for our children to stop living in fear.
It's not a difficult recipe. That's what your job is. Do your job and take the masks off our kids and stick to education.
Oh, man, there's some angry people, and it's about they're about to get angrier because the President of the United States basically said that I think kids should go back to school with masks. They don't even bring into account the emotional damage done, especially by the little kids, and they're about to do it again. This should be off, and I talked to people in my town who are on the school board, and they said there's really very little chance we'll come back with masks. Well, if this variant continues to spread, even though it's less lethal and kids aren't targeted, if they are targeted, it doesn't seem to resonate, thankfully, with these kids, because 0 to 4 have statistically no deaths, and their positive cases have mild symptoms. And if they are going to spread, we have vaccinated adults and everyone's got access to vaccine. Play this out. This is what matters. But I watched Governor Newsom in Los Angeles wearing a mask indoors again, even though he's fully vaccinated. Why he's doing that, Las Vegas is doing the same thing, parts of Louisiana is getting beyond that. I'm not on any part of it. If they start recommending from the bully pulpit from the White House, more masks is going to be a huge backlash. Think about this. You're going to just stay home. Really? I'm going to go out to the restaurant and wear a mask and get looks because it might dip down and why, you know, not understand every, you have to put your mask on to go back to that, to go to the bathroom. People are going to stay home. And that's where the super spreaders take place. I'm pretty sure we've seen this movie before. Now, I told you before about the Texas lawmakers, and I want to share this with you. Those renegades, 50 of which left Texas rather than give the Republicans a quorum to pass election reform, now two have left, this guy Phil Carter and another guy Phil Cortez. This one guy, Phil Cortez, I'm hopeful, he said he came back to negotiate with House Republicans. Chris Turner, who's chairman of the Democratic Caucus, who I imagine led this exodus, this cowardice exodus, he said he had no idea that Phil Carter was leaving, but stated that he still stands by his conviction and he will work with the other side. Now, you have 93, those two are back, 7 to go. You get to 100, and that's all the Republicans would need to start passing legislation. There's other stuff that needs to be done, and I thought almost everybody was on the same page with trying to reinforce the border. But just as they snuck out while no one else was looking, one of these guys comes back and didn't even tell the rest of his caucus. I'm Brian Kilmeade. You listen to The Brian Kilmeade Show. A big guest coming your way. He wants to be the next senator from Ohio, J.P. Vance. He'll be next.
To Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffies, and many more. Subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Two Boy Scouts that rescued a woman after major floods moved into their area makes today's Dean's List. 16-year-old Joseph Diener and 15-year-old Dominic Viet were out surveying the damage after a big storm brought heavy rainfall to their hometown of Columbia, Missouri. They were out with friends when they heard someone calling for help. A woman submerged in floodwaters was clinging to a basketball hoop. The young men sprung into action, grabbed the woman, and got her to solid ground. Assistant Fire Chief Jerry Jenkins says the two Boy Scouts were very heroic, and not many people would know what to do. Their Scoutmaster, Morgan Daly, says they might get badges for their honorary actions since there is a big emphasis on being prepared in the Scouts. It's their motto, especially in emergency situations. Joseph and Dominic's families are all very proud of their boys, and the woman they rescued is expected to have a full recovery. Janice Dean, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The entire industry, amongst other industries, continue to struggle to find employees. How do you and the Biden administration plan to incentivize those that haven't returned to work yet? Hiring is our top priority right now.
Well, two things. One, if you notice, we kept you open. We spent billions of dollars to make sure restaurants could stay open. And a lot of people who worked as waiters and waitresses decided that they don't want to do that anymore because there's other opportunities at higher wages. And so I think your business and the tourist business is really going to be in a bind for a little while.
Okay. Is that an acceptable answer? This guy owns 30-plus restaurants. He wants to put people back to work because he's got the business. Your restaurant is going to be in a bind. Your industry is going to be in a bind for a little while. To me, that is totally unacceptable answer. What about for J.D. Vance? He's running for Senate. You know him, best-selling author, Ivy League grad, served in the military, and now wants to replace Senator Portman in Ohio. Now, J.D., you tweeted about this. You thought that was a totally unacceptable answer. Why?
Yeah, I did. And, Brian, if folks want to help us out, they should go to jdvance.com. I mean, you know, I actually know the guy who asked the question. I was shocked when I saw him. If somebody sent me a text message of that video clip, and I was like, oh, my God, that's John, who's built a lot of great businesses here in Cincinnati and started to expand to other parts of the Midwest. But the reason it's unacceptable is two reasons. First of all, the president of the United States should be sympathetic, should be understanding, should be trying to help people solve problems. The president was totally dismissive
yep.
of the fact that this guy is trying to hire good people and has got a real problem. The second thing that's just crazy about it is it's not just insulting to this business owner. It's insulting to anybody who works in a restaurant. The idea that restaurant jobs aren't good jobs is not something the president of the United States should be saying to the workers or to the owners of these businesses. Like, it's just so out of touch, and it's so insulting to the people who build a life in that industry.
Plus, a guy that never had a private sector job in his life. He cheated his way through law school, went right to the Senate in his 20s, and now he's president in his 80s, so 78, so enough. Number two is pay him more. Yeah, if the market wants you to pay him more. But this is not the market. This is the government. The government gave you so much money not to work. This guy who owns 39 restaurants, John Lanny, now has to compete with the government's money, which is taxpayer dollars, right?
Yeah, absolutely, that's right. And it's not just the restaurant industry, right? You talk to workers and business owners all across the state of Ohio, they'll tell you they're struggling hard to find good people. How is it fair to workers who go in and bust their rear end and make less money than somebody who sits at home without a job? That's not fair. That's not the American dream. And you're absolutely right. That's not a market wage working. That's the government competing with businesses and making it hard for normal people to run a business and for the workers who are working in businesses to have the same wage as folks who are just sitting at home. It's totally unacceptable. And again, the Biden folks need to deal with this fact. It's so dismissive. My God, it's the president of the United States listening to one of his citizens complain about a problem he created, and he can't even do anything about it.
Yeah, at first he says stats say that, you know, this has nothing to do with it, but maybe it does. Really, maybe it does. What stats are you looking at? Meanwhile, President Biden tackled this. I really don't know how you feel about masks. I'm done with it. We had the opportunity to get a vaccine,
yep.
Made our decision. I get it. For kids in school, I'm done. Not President Biden. Look what's coming our way. Cut one.
The CDC is going to say that what we should do is everyone under the age of 12 should probably be wearing a mask in school. That's probably what's going to happen. Secondly, those over the age of 12 who are able to get vaccinated, if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't wear a mask. If you aren't vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask.
Right now, I asked the Brain Room for stats. Deaths by age group, 0 to 4, statistically zero, 165. Looking at those, a lot of these were pre-existing conditions. For the flu, there were 81 deaths for kids 0 to 4. 5 to 17, 0.1% of deaths. In terms of cases, 2% of the cases are 0 to 4. 5 to 17, 10%. That's not a reason to put a mask on a kid and stop them from interacting and growing. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do, Brian. I mean, look, masks maybe were a reasonable response in April when none of us knew what was going on. We were all trying to be cautious. April of last year. It's now July of 2021. We need to do something different. And to your point, I got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old kid. You know what I care more about for them? I'm not worried about coronavirus with them, because if they get it, statistically, they're going to be fine. What I am worried about is my baby boy is not being able to see the smile of another kid. And this is what we're doing to our children. In the name of protecting them, we're actually stunting their development, making it harder for them to interact with people. That's a whole hell of a lot more important than preventing a very minor disease for children. These are not 80-year-old people. These are children, and we're making it harder for them to live their life and learn and develop. And I think it's just a disaster. And I got to say, the public health authorities who have foisted this on our kids should be ashamed of themselves, because their entire job is to weigh the costs and benefits. You can't just be worried about the health pandemic. You've got to be worried about the psychological effects of isolation, of shutting these kids off forever, of not letting them see the faces of other people. That is a problem, too. And it's an absolute catastrophe that our public health authorities aren't thinking about that stuff, too.
And I'll tell you, J.D., if you came around and said, hey, listen, as a parent, I feel comfortable sending my four-year-old with a mask. I respect that. I don't want the president of the United States to tell me what to do with my third grader. I have no interest. I don't believe he's even a doctor. I'm going to check his records again. He's not. Even if he was a doctor, I want my expert. You could give me your advice, but you don't tell me what to do with my kid for 2 years. Excuse me. That's a no-go sign. I want to bring it to legislation. There's a lot of talk about an infrastructure, bipartisan infrastructure bill. The man you want to replace in Ohio, Senator Portman, is helping lead that charge. Here he is about the chances of it passing next week. Cut 12.
It's going to take a little more time. And we always knew that. I mean, for the last week, we've been saying there's no way we can pull this thing together by today. Chuck Schumer is the majority leader. He can set the schedule whoever he wants, and he chose to have the first vote today. We told him we're not ready. So we're going to vote no. But we will be ready by the end of this week, and we've always thought that. And we still have four or five issues we're discussing with the White House and negotiating with our Democratic colleagues. Republican colleagues are intent upon getting it done this week.
So, J.D., he's a former, you know, he was former OMB director. Rob Portman knows his stuff, and he's willing to deal with Democrats. But everything he negotiated out is going to be in a reconciliation bill. This will be about $1 trillion and $580 billion of new money. If it was Senator Vance, from what you know, would you be voting for this?
No, I wouldn't. And the problem here is the Democrats are not negotiating in good faith. Like you said, they're taking things out of this bill as an act of compromise. But it's fake compromise because they're just putting it in another package that's going to get passed and shoved down our throats a few weeks or a few months later. And look, bipartisanship sounds great in practice, but bipartisanship requires that the Democrats are good faith negotiating partners. Right now, what the Democrats are showing is they're getting every little thing that they can. They're not giving a crap about what Republicans care about, and they're not offering anything in return. So I think at the end of the day, we have to recognize that this particular infrastructure package is going to be a big boondoggle. It's going to have a lot of Democrat spending priorities. It's not going to actually fix the roads and bridges that really do need fixed in our country. We've got terrible roads and bridges in a lot of parts of our state here in Ohio, but we're not going to send enough money to that stuff. We're going to send too much money to Democrat pet spending projects. And that is not the sort of thing that's worth compromising over. We got to actually get something if we're going to give something. And right now the Democrats aren't giving anything.
But you would be able to say the flip side is we were going for legitimate infrastructure, broadband bridges and tunnels. And that's what we passed.
Yep.
They jammed human infrastructure of daycare, preschool, junior college, elder care in a package that had nothing to do with infrastructure. The flip side is why Portman and Cassidy are for it and Mitt Romney are for it is because they say we could at least say we did something that needed to be done.
Yeah, look, if we can call the Democrats bluff and actually put together a real infrastructure package and say, hey, let's vote this up. Let's vote it up or down. I'm absolutely supportive of getting more money into our roads and bridges. You may appreciate, Brian, in southeastern Ohio, we've got terrible broadband access issues. It's hard sometimes to even get an internet connection in certain parts of southeastern Ohio. Let's invest in real infrastructure. But if these folks are not going to offer that and they're just going to use it basically as a weapon, a negotiating weapon, so they can get all of their pet spending projects but not get anything into real infrastructure in our state or in our country, then that's not real bipartisan negotiation. That's getting played and trying to pretend that you're not.
So we know every election is tough in Ohio, whether Republican or Democrat, although Republicans are starting to really emerge in your state. So you want to replace Rob Portman, who's moderate, and someone who's labeled by some, Tim Ryan, a moderate Democrat, also is going to be a candidate. So even though there are others to get through a primary with, you are the favorite. Mike Allen, on another network of Axios, founder, weighed in on this race, 31.
In tough districts, either close districts or Trump districts where Democrats want to hold or upset a Republican, that they're having to run against the party's national image. If you're going to watch one race, to see this play out, that Ohio Senate race is going to be so instructive for so many reasons. And we've talked about how J.D. Vance seeking the Republican nomination is going to be testing a lot of the the populist themes that we're going to see play out elsewhere, including tech censorship and China jobs. But look at the other side. You know Representative Tim Ryan. He's somebody who is now seeking the Democratic nomination for Senate, and he epitomizes this effect. He's out with a three-minute campaign ad. In 3 minutes, he doesn't have room, runs out of time, to say one word, that one word, Democrat.
So that's what you're running against. What's your assessment of his assessment?
No, I think Mike's basically right. And the problem with Tim Ryan is just he's been a total fraud. I mean, he's been in Washington for 20 years. He's never really fought back against China, which is pushing our manufacturing jobs. Ohio has seen a huge loss of our industrial base while Tim Ryan's been in office. And he's talking about it now because Donald Trump brought it to the foreground. But he wasn't really fighting on this stuff his entire time in Washington. The other problem that Tim Ryan has is the Democrats are so crazy on these cultural issues. I mean, look. Most people, Democrat or Republican, they think we live in a good country. They don't think everybody who lives here is a racist. They don't want their children to be taught that there's no difference between men and women, boys and girls. But the Democrats have gone so crazy. I mean, you have to have a totally new vocabulary to talk about race and sex and gender in the Democrat Party. And a lot of people in Ohio look at that and say, even if they maybe agree with the Democrats on some issues, we don't want to have to invent a new term to describe every little thing that exists out there. And I think the Democrats, they've gone so crazy on the race and gender stuff, the critical race theory in our schools, making people feel ashamed of their history, that Tim Ryan's going to have to run away from that. But unfortunately, he's actually been in office, and we've seen what's happened, and he's basically supported the Democrats' crazy cultural agenda the entire time he's been in office. I don't think it's going to play very well in Ohio, even with a lot of moderate Democrats.
So you're getting attacked, which shows you're a serious candidate. I see the Atlantic did a big story in the headline, The Moral Collapse of J.D. Vance. and they point out the fact that you come out as a conservative. Instead of a truth teller in his own community, what the quote goes, Vance as a candidate has become a contemptible and cringeworthy and cringe-inducing clown. Which reaction to the Atlantic, hardly a conservative magazine, but they're going after you hard and personal.
Yeah, you know, as Harry S. Truman said, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. But look, the Atlantic and a lot of the liberal media is attacking me because they know that I'm a threat. And, you know, one of the things that I think Donald Trump revealed about the mainstream press is that they attack the people the most who they're afraid of the most. They don't attack the people who they think are on their side, and they don't attack the people they think are weak. They attack the people who are strong. And I actually take the Atlantic, the Washington Post, the fact that they're going after me as really a badge of honor because I think it suggests they're afraid of me, and I want them to be afraid of me because I'm not going to D.C. to represent them. I'm going to D.C. to represent good middle-class people in Ohio who just want to have a good life.
You were out in the Hamptons, the fundraising. How'd that go?
You know, it went great. I mean, you know, got to raise a lot of resources to make a campaign work, and we're raising a lot of money in Ohio. We're going to raise a lot of money nationally, too. I have had some success in the business world, but not so much that I can totally self-fund a campaign. And so, you know, we've got to get out there and raise the resources. But the thing I'm most excited about with our fundraising is not, you know, whether it's in Ohio or elsewhere, it's not the big dollar fundraisers. It's the fact that a lot of people are going on jdvance.com. They're giving us $10, $20, $30, and we've got a real solid, wide base of grassroots donor right. support. And that just makes me think that our message is actually working.
Have you reached out to former President Trump?
Yeah, President Trump and I actually met in person a few months ago in Mar-a-Lago, and obviously we'd love to have his endorsement. I don't think the president's going to endorse in this race anytime soon. I think he wants to see the candidates compete against each other, see who's the strongest candidate, and then he may weigh in after that. But we'll see. And obviously, he's a big voice here in Ohio. I think his endorsement would be transformational. I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
All right. He's a military vet. He's an Ivy League grad and a self-made success story. And now he wants to be the senator from Ohio. J.D. Vance, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. You listen to The Brian Kilmeade Show. We come back with you.
Listen and pick up on some things you didn't know before. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Gwen Berry is a symbol of defiance. You know, her symbol is like John Lewis said, she created good trouble. Understand? And that's something that you should be proud of, when, particularly when a people or a race of people are in the fire. Many individuals run when in that crisis situation, but there are certain individuals that stand tall for all those individuals that stood as well as those that ran.
So that is John Carlos, famously put his fist in the air with Tommy Smith in 1968, talking about Gwen Berry doing a great job, good trouble. I don't see it that way. I mean, you just can't place third place in the U.S. trials, and you decide to turn your back on the national anthem. That's not me. I don't look to represent the red, white, and blue if I feel it's such a flawed country. And I much prefer the attitude of, even though I understand people feel as though life is unequal and unfair, depending on the color of your skin, I understand that. There's a sense that people always could tap into, why me? You know, why don't I have money? Why don't I have this? Why don't I have this background? Why isn't my house bigger? It never gets you anywhere. And talking to George Foreman in the same Olympics, who went on to be a two-time heavyweight champ and a great entrepreneur, who never had a bad day in his life, according to him, especially in his comeback after he became a minister and made all those millions and won that belt. He talked to me yesterday on primetime, 7 o'clock. You're going to see me again tonight. Here's what George Foreman said yesterday, not only about the country, but about the cops. Cut 18.
When you say something about Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, a few of us, even Joe Frazier, it was the police who started the PAL, Police Athletic League. They taught us how to box. They would travel from one state to another to see that we won these Golden Gloves tournaments, sent us off to the Olympics. I have this fond memory and love for this country and the people in this country. Nobody will ever be able to talk me out of that.
And no one will ever talk to me and say it's worth it on a Olympic stage to take a knee, whether it's the national anthem or on the podium. It's not even in contention. But we saw that yesterday with the U.S., Sweden. Answered, the UK answered. To me, if you want to talk about that in the interview after, go ahead. But your field is not the stage. Afterwards, before, go ahead.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dinovite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It's just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dinovite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dinovite, I took the advice from Dinovite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.